while Democrats, armed with recent polls, are hopeful.
Our blue states are looking pretty good.
CBS's Bob Fuss begins our team coverage with a look at the congressional numbers game.
The numbers to watch for tonight are 15 and 6. Democrats have to win 15 Republican House seats to take control of the House of Representatives, prevail in 6 Senate races to take over there. The Senate is a steeper climb for the Democrats, but it also has the possibility of ending up evenly divided at 50-50. There are between 50 and 60 competitive House races, meaning Democratic chances to win 15 are pretty good.
This is Steve Futterman in St. Louis. Control of the U.S. Senate could be decided here in Missouri, and the race between Republican incumbent Jim Talent and Democrat challenger Claire McCaskill is still considered a virtual toss-up. On this day of decision, McCaskill says she's not nervous.
The last few days feel a little bit like when I used to be a prosecutor and trying a big case and waiting for the jury.
And Talent says he expects it to be close.
Missouri is a battleground state. The first few times I ran, it was 1% either way.
I'm Stephen Kaufman in Missoula, Montana. Republicans and Democrats have spent a lot of time trying to get out the youth vote.
The party organizations are much more strong here than they were just a few years ago.
University of Montana political scientist Dr. Christopher Musty says the tight Senate race between Republican incumbent Conrad Burns and Democrat John Tester is just one example of a nationwide effort to court young voters.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. After voting at his Texas ranch at this hour, President Bush returns here to await the election returns that will decide the balance of political power in Washington. CBS News consultant and former Bush advisor Nicole Wallace says Republicans are pleased that it's down to the wire despite tough political odds.
Midterm elections are historically really tough for the party in power. Then you've got this climate where you have almost two dozen Republicans who've been mired in scandals, either personal or tied to their office. And then you have a war that's been really challenging.
And polls indicate the Iraq war is the issue for many voters. CBS's Cammy McCormick has the election day views of some families of the fallen.
Losing a child is so very hard.
Cheryl Dreske's son, Dwayne, died in July, 8 months after being injured in a roadside bombing in Iraq. The four other soldiers in his Humvee died instantly.
You know, I supported what he did, not actually the war, but he kept saying, I have to do this so you can be free.
She and her husband call the troops in Iraq heroes. They want them home as soon as possible, but aren't sure any of the candidates on today's ballot can promise that. Cammy McCormick, CBS News, Baghdad.
I'm Barry Bagnato in McLean, Virginia. Voters in 8 states will decide whether to outlaw same-sex marriage. Here in Virginia, there's a hard-fought battle that includes heavy politicking by the Roman Catholic Church. Jeff Caruso of the Virginia Catholic Conference.
The proper role of any church and any government is to preserve the institution of marriage.
At this fundraiser in a Potomac River mansion, former Governor Mark Warner rallies opposition to a ban.
This movement that's not about marriage, but is about trying to divide us as a people. We can say enough.
There are important ballot issues in many states. Embryonic stem cell research has been an issue in Missouri and other states. It's brought out big names in campaign ads on both sides. In South Dakota, voters will decide on a measure that would ban most abortions. It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. An hour away from the polls opening across the state and in the mountain time zones. Polls already open in the east and central time zones. Hundreds of thousands of registered voters have gotten calls asking them to vote. Volunteers for both Democrats and Republicans continue to making phone calls to potential voters throughout the day. Political analysts say the last-minute calls can influence people to at least head to the polls. Companies that supply the voting machines being used in Colorado say they are ready for any technical glitches. Joe Chiaro is watching.
Three companies supplied most of the voting systems in Colorado. They say they've learned from previous elections and will be ready this time. To do that, thousands of technicians nationwide are on hand to monitor the elections, and the companies have set up central command centers to quickly deal with any issues.
That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. Not Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, so far a great drive as you head out on this election day. No major snags just yet. Got the usual congestion forming on southbound 25 out of Thornton North Glen. Eastbound 270 really starting to increase now through the usual stretch there at York. And we're all good in and around Boulder. Turnpike wide open. Security wait time at DIA.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation.
other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a free CD from Internet Speedway. Yours absolutely free just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
For some sort of a trend, they can feed the computers as digital food that can process and read the electorate's mood. The media promised no matter how tight, their focus this time will be getting it right. Which is where their attention indeed should belong. No good getting it first if you're getting it wrong. The voters are hard to predict, that's the truth. They're all by themselves when they get in that booth. Never mind what they said to the pollsters in polls. At the moment, it's what's in their own minds and souls that determines the actual choice that they make. They may think about spots that they saw on TV. The image they have then is likely to be not which candidate they like best, but those in commercials from east coast to west, all the candidates seem to be at their worst. It's making opponents look bad that comes first. So the thing they'll remember from west coast to east is not which one they like the best, but the least. The result of this mini political forum is to vote against somebody rather than foreign. Nobody can say yet how this will turn out. That's the only trend right now worth talking about. The Osgood File is available as MP3s and podcasts at theosgoodfile.com. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Good morning, Accounting Department. Firmwell speaking.
Good morning, Birdwell. This is Bagley.
Oh, Mr. Bagley, I'm glad you called. I'll have those year-end statements to you tomorrow.
Really? I told the president he couldn't see them.
Oh, no, sir. Have them tomorrow. The financial reports, too.
The financial reports, too? But how did you get all that done?
Bob did it. The temporary from account temps. He stepped right in and got the job done in no time.
That's great, Firmwell. Just wait till I tell the president how we did this.
Oh, I told the president all about it when he called. He said he'd talk to you in private.
In private?
Account temps is the world's leader in specialized financial staffing. Visit us at accounttemps.com.
The Osgood File, November 7th, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
Six
10 minutes after 6 o'clock. High today is supposed to be 74 under mostly sunny skies. Going to be a beautiful election day today, and certainly hope that you're ready to get out the vote and ready to change the course of this country. And I heard Charles Osgood saying that a lot of people are going to the polls and they're voting against somebody. And if you want to comment on this, I'd love to hear from you, because I went to the polls and cast my, well, I cast my absentee ballot, but I never felt like I was voting against anybody. I felt like I was voting for somebody. I can't remember a time that I've lived in any state, and I've lived in a lot of them, where I haven't been more thrilled with the candidates that are out there running, all of them, that I didn't feel like when I went to fill out my absentee ballot, I didn't feel like I was voting against anybody. I felt like I was voting for somebody, that I was making a positive message, and that I was voting for change, and that I was voting for people who I thought could solve problems, not create more problems. I think nobody encapsulizes that for me more than Bill Ritter, who is an optimistic, forward-looking, plan- and goal-oriented guy who's running for the governor of this state. And it goes all the way down the line. In my congressional district, Diana DeGette is running, and she really has no opposition. And I love her dearly. So it was not a problem of having to vote against somebody. I think there are congressional candidates out there running that I've been talking about for months now, starting with one of my favorites, Angie Piccioni, and Bill Winter, and Ed Perlmutter, and Jay Fawcett, and John Salazar. And Mary and I gave money to all those campaigns. And we didn't feel like we were giving money against Marilyn Musgrave. And we didn't feel like we were giving money against Tom Tancredo. And we didn't feel like we were giving money against Rick O'Donnell or against Doug Lamborn. What we felt like we were doing is we felt like we were giving money for people. People who have sensible approaches to complex problems that face this country. And I just don't buy Mr. Osgood's statement. Now, I realize there are a lot of you out there. I realize there's a lot of you out there who feel like you are voting against somebody and that you are sending a message. I just don't happen to fall into that category at all. And I would hope there's a lot of you that don't happen to fall in to that category. And this is going to be an extremely tough election for those of you who are moderates, in the sense that you're moderate Republicans, for those of you that are independents, who question both parties, because I know I get a lot of email about those things, about questioning both parties. And I know that it's going to be a tough decision for some of you to make. For some of you, you're going to punch or mark D for Democrat for the first time in years. But I think all of us know, if you realistically look at what's going on, if you realistically look what's happening, we need to make these decisions because we need to get on to a different course. I got a angry email from a guy last night, and I'll try to print it up or pull it up and read it. Attacking me and attacking those of us that are progressive and liberal, and those of us who would vote Democratic, and it was all GOP talking points, all of it. And I wrote the guy an email back. I said, "Hey, I understand your anger. I understand why you're so angry. I understand where you're coming from. But maybe what you ought to do is maybe you ought to take a step back, and maybe what you should do is look at where your party and where the neoconservatives in your party and the ultra-religious right in your party, where they went wrong. And look at the things that have gone on in this country, from the congressional scandals to the Foley scandal, which is part of the congressional scandals, to the mismanagement of the war, to the fact that they can trumpet about the economy all they want, but there's a story today about manufacturing slowing down and about the fact that most of us have not seen appreciable gains in our paychecks. All of these things. And I find it amazing, once again, that the party of personal responsibility, which is what the Republican Party has panned itself off as being all these years, what have we been getting this lecture for 30, 35 years? That they can't stop when it comes to anything. And they can't look at themselves. And they can't take responsibility for anything that's gone on. Here's Ken in Evergreen. Ken, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Haven't talked to you in a while.
Hi, how are you?
I am well, and you?
I'm doing good.
I'm pretty excited about the day. I haven't been excited about an election in a while. I have a good positive feeling. To contradict Mr. Osgood, I enthusiastically voted for some candidates.
Yeah.
I also enthusiastically, I'm in the sixth, so I just as I enthusiastically voted for Bill Winter, I just as enthusiastically voted against Tom Tancredo.
Right.
Who is a regular embarrassment to our district here, what with his bomb mecca talk and things like that. On the governor's side, Ritter, very enthusiastically. We're represented by Joan Fitzgerald here. The same thing. So I thought that the Dems had, at least out here, some good candidates.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, the ballot issues are what they are, and some of those things I think are sort of important, and others are things that should be handled by the state legislature, but that's another topic for another time.
Yeah.
So, I was a pretty enthusiastic voter. I went out the first day of early voting, so I'm done. And, everybody in our household either voted early or absentee, and we're just going to wait and see the results come in.
Yep, I'm with you 100%.
All right, thanks, Jay.
All right, man, thanks.
Bye.
And I always have this call. This guy wrote me, said, you always say that to every caller. You're right. We fall into patterns. I got to stop that. But I am with him. I voted enthusiastically, and I voted for candidates, not against other candidates. Because if you strip away the anger, if you take away the anger, if you take away the craziness, if you take away the volatility, if you get rid of all of that stuff, and if you just look at it, human nature dictates, well, not human nature, intelligence dictates that you can't repeat the same habits over and over and over again. When those habits don't work, and then expect results. And it's time for us to change the habits of this country. And let's try a new direction. And you know what? If it doesn't work, then we'll come forward and we'll concede the fact that we were wrong. But I don't think we are. And I think it's important that you get out and vote. And I got some important voter information for you coming up, too. 619, 19 minutes after, 6303-713.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM. ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-2117 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-2117. That's 1-800-339-2117.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective.
Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new, built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-771-6601. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-771-6601. That's 1-800-771-6601.
Stand up and get to the polls. And also, take your friends. Talk to your neighbors. We need to turn out. We need to make it happen. 303-713-7600, J. Marvin here. And I've got some stuff I want to go over about polling, because a lot of people are nervous about polling. And there are some things that you can do to ensure that you don't have any troubles at the polls. Voter suppression is an art well practiced by the RNC, and I've got some stuff. But first, let me go to Keith in Littleton. Keith, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, man.
Hey, I've talked to you a couple of times over the last couple of years. Most of the time I disagree with you. Today I disagree because I voted every single, except for one. And I'm a conservative, and I voted for Bill Ritter. And this is what, you know, we talked about it here about a year ago, and I told you, man, the only way that the Democrats are going to do anything is if they run a normal, everyday person. That's Bill Ritter.
Well, I think you're right about that with Bill Ritter. He's not only a normal, everyday person, but one of the things that really makes him great, and one of the things that makes me enthusiastic about him is that he's a guy who's well-grounded. He's got he's got plans. He's got an optimistic outlook towards things, and he's out there to solve problems,
right,
not to create them.
Yep. I think that if the Democrats would just get more guys like him, I don't think they'd have any problems.
Well, there's a lot of people, though, that are like Bill Ritter out there. I mean, Angie Piccioni is like Bill Ritter. Jay Fawcett is certainly like Bill Ritter. Ed Perlmutter is like Bill Ritter. If you put these people, and I have, I put them all on. I've bumped into them at various functions. If you listen to what they have to say, what they're talking about is they're not talking about denigrating their opponent. What they're talking about is they're talking about practical solutions to tough everyday problems. And of all of the states I've lived in, Keith, this state today has the best candidates out there, man, trying to solve problems.
Yeah, but you know what? Our state's going backwards on everything. I mean, and that was part of the reason why I voted for Bill Ritter was because, man, I mean, this ain't a joke. It just keeps getting worse and worse and worse, and somebody's got to do something, you know?
Well, there are things that need to be done here. We do need to fix things here, but you can't fix things unless you have people who are capable of doing it, and you can't fix them if you don't have people who have plans, and we've got candidates who've got plans not only on the local level but also on the state level and also on the national level.
Yep, and I think that Bill's one of the guys, I mean, and I'll tell you the truth, I wouldn't have voted for him had it not been for, I mean, a couple of things. One is my next-door neighbor is his nephew, and I sat there and argued with him, there's no way. I don't care if he's the best guy on the planet, he's a Democrat, I voted for him. Well, then I started and actually got to sit down and visit with him, and my folks got to sit down and visit with him, and he's a good guy.
He's a wonderful man.
So I thought, you know, first time I've ever in my life marked a D on a ballot, ever. I've never done it before.
Well, I can understand. I can understand that. I have to tell you, I have voted for Republicans in the past if I thought they were worthwhile and I thought that they were good.
Yeah.
I have done it. Sometimes I've turned out to be wrong. Other times I've turned out to be right. The last time I voted for a Republican, I turned out to be wrong. That was not here. It was in Illinois. I voted for the Attorney General's office. I voted for Joe Burkett instead of Amy Madigan. But you know what? Amy Madigan has gone on to, she won the election. She has gone on to really be a very, very good Attorney General. So I was wrong in that area. But we need more than ever now, we need to change course in this country. And the only change that I see out there, and the only people I see out there talking about the things that confront us that are challenging this country, are people running on the Democratic ticket. I don't hear it from the GOP. I just don't hear it.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know what I hear. All I hear the last couple of weeks is just everybody bashing everybody, and that's I think that's turning voters off. I think that's making people say, you know what, it ain't worth going to do because everybody's just going to run everybody down. I mean, I've talked to people that's half the reason they're not going to vote is because of all the negative stuff that's being run. But
yeah, I don't like it either. But you know what? Here's the big million-dollar question. I've asked it 100 times. Nobody likes it, but it seems to work, so they keep doing it.
I know it. And I think that's the society that we live in. I mean, we're turning out to be more and more and more like the Romans. I mean, look what happened to them.
Well, I think, look, electoral-wise, if the race is close and you don't have any choice and you've got no legitimate openings on your opponent, then the only choice you have is to try to drive your opponent's negatives up, and the only way you're going to get that done is through operating with, you know, hatchet-like negative advertising. And it's a shame. It's a shame that it goes on, and it's a shame that it's out there. So you just got to try. You know what? My rule of thumb is this. I reject that stuff, and I go to the candidates' websites and look to see what they have to say. I go and do research on them and look stuff up, and that's how I make my decisions.
Yeah. Well, you know, in the very first election I ever voted for was Ronald Reagan and Jimmy Carter. I don't remember any of that. You know, I mean, that was not I don't really remember that being an issue with negative ads.
Not as bad as it is now, but it was. There were negative ads out then.
Well, I was 18, so it's hard for me to remember, but I just don't remember it. And it seems like every year it just gets more and more and more, and it's like, golly, just, you know, find an issue and stand on it and, you know, go.
I remember them because being in radio, I remember that on election eve, like the day before the election. Oh, and also the day of the election, the national parties were buying 1 and 2 minute commercials, which were nothing but basically attack ads.
Really?
Yeah, I remember that. I remember, and I remember we'd sit there and listen to them and think, "Oh my God, can't we just get over this?" All right, Keith, thanks, man, and you know what? Have a good day, and make sure. Have you already voted?
Oh yeah, I did it all absentee because believe it or not, listening to you and Ed Schultz is kind of the guy that's really gotten me. He's the one that's kind of gotten me to even listen to a different perspective. I mean, then you get like Randy Rhodes, and she just turns me the other way. I mean, she's She's a nut.
Yeah, well, I hear you, man. Ed's good people. All right,
Ed, Ed's a good guy. I like Ed. I like listening to him.
All right, man. Take care. Have a good day.
You too.
Okay, we'll see you.
Bye.
All right. Do I have time to run over this stuff real quick? I'm going to make time. All right, if you have trouble at the polls today, if anything goes wrong, write this number down. 1-866-440-3367. I'll give you the number again. It's 1-866-440-3367. This is the Colorado Democratic Party voter protection line. Write it down on a piece of paper and carry it with you. If you have trouble at all at the polls today, any kind of problems, call that number. Here's some things that you need to know when going to the polls. If a voter's name does not appear on the list of registered voters, that voter must be offered a provisional ballot. If you somehow show up and they don't have your name down because people make mistakes, you have a right to get a provisional ballot, and don't hesitate to ask for it. If a voter does not have a proper ID when voting, the voter must be offered a provisional ballot. Once again, if you don't have a proper ID, they have to offer you a provisional ballot. Proper forms of identification include a valid Colorado driver's license, which is what I showed, a valid ID card issued by the Colorado Department of Revenue, a valid employer ID card with photograph of the elector issued by any branch, department, agency, or entity of the U.S. government or the state of Colorado, or by any county, municipality, board, authority, or political subdivision of the state. A valid pilot's license issued by the Federal Aviation Administration or authorized agency of the U.S. government. A valid U.S. military ID card with photograph of eligible elector. A copy of a current utility bill, bank statement, government check, paycheck, or other government document that shows the name and address of the elector. Then this includes a cable bill, a telephone bill, documentation from a public institution of higher education in Colorado containing at least the name, date, and birth, and legal residence address of the student elector, a paycheck from a government institution, or a certification degree of Indian or Alaskan Native blood. So in other words, if you're John Turk, take all your parking and speeding tickets down there, I guess, right? Okay, that'll work, maybe. A valid Medicare or Medicaid card issued by the U.S. Healthcare Financing Administration. A certified copy of U.S. birth certificate for the elector issued by the U.S. A certified documentation of naturalization. And any voter who is still in line at 7 p.m. tonight when the polls close has to be allowed to vote. And I'll repeat all of this stuff again throughout the morning to make sure that you're well-armed and ready to go to the polls. All right, it's 6:33, 33 minutes past the hour. More of your calls coming up. Let's go to Gina for traffic.
No getting away from the buildup southbound I-25 from 104th to 84th. We've also got our first wreck of the morning. It's affecting your eastbound lanes of 270 right after I-76. It's off on the left-hand shoulder, but eastbound lanes are pretty well jammed up through there. We also have a motorcycle crash on 20th east of I-25 to watch out for. Otherwise, pretty good look.
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builders Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you a free tape to help you get started today. Just call 1-800-913-5961. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money and once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful free tape. Call 1-800-913-5961. For your free tape, call 1-800-913-5961. 1-800-913-5961.
It is a law enforcement and community event. The Adams County Sheriff's Office, together with local businesses, will be giving away thousands of turkeys certificates to needy families. Thousands of turkey certificates to needy families. This is really something to see and something to witness. They're also going to be honoring the men and women of the armed forces with a color guard and national anthem, so you can get out there and show your support for the troops. See the Colorado National Guard display with a Black Hawk helicopter, multiple launch rocket system launchers, and a Humvee display and an F-16 flyover. There will be fun, food, live music, and activities from the Adams County Sheriff's Office, like the DARE and Child ID program. You'll receive a kit with your child's picture and fingerprints. The bomb robot will be there, which is really cool. I kind of played around with that last year. Canine demonstrations, Sheriff's Posse, mobile command posts, and a whole lot more. Plus, Southwest Adams County Fire and Rescue will be there with the firefighter Big Ladder, and plus child safety demonstrations with their smokehouse. It's going to really be a good time. We had a great time last year, and it's all for a good cause. The Colorado Division of Wildlife display and many other booths of local businesses will be there. That's this Saturday from 1 until 4. It's your chance to meet and honor the servicemen and women of the armed forces. Join everybody at Rockies for Operation Freebird this Saturday at Rockies. That's 63rd and Federal as we work to help our community. They're great folks. I've told you that now for the better part of a year and a half. And if you didn't go to Operation Freebird last year, you really missed out. It's really going to be a good time this year. So join them Saturday between 1 and 4 at 63rd and Federal.
After the accident, it was like 2 years before we settled, and started getting my annuity, getting my payments, and things were going pretty good for a while. Then me and Jeff got divorced. And before you know it, the money started getting chopped up, and well, you know, waiting 15 years for that money just doesn't sound so good anymore. I need that money, and I really need it now.
At J.G. Wentworth, we understand waiting on long-term payments can be frustrating, especially when you need cash now. Structured settlements, annuities, insurance claims. J.G. Wentworth has the expertise to get your money in your hands now. To learn more about your options, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-800-700-2962. We've helped tens of thousands of people get cash and get on with life. For free information, call right now, 1-800-700-2962. That's 1-800-700-2962.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I'm back! I'm back!
Nobody has to fear me.
I'm back!
Really. There's nothing to fear but fear itself. 6:38, 38 minutes past 6. Yeah, that's right. High today, 74. Get up off that thing and get out there and vote. And it's mostly sunny. By the way, before we go to more calls at 303-713-7600, I got to play this. We got to play this a couple of times today because it's really good. Do we have that Bill Clinton cut? This is Bill Clinton campaigning for Ben Cardin, I believe, in Maryland. And he's surmising the Republican, the GOP, he's giving it to you in a capsule form, the reason you should elect them. And check this out.
But you have to vote for us because our opponents are no good. And because they'll tax you into the poorhouse. And on the way to the courthouse, you meet a terrorist on every street corner. And when you try to run away from the terrorists, you'll trip over an illegal immigrant. Isn't that their thing? That's what they're saying.
Isn't that great? Let's go to Connie in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Connie, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Good. I just said that I had voted against someone before. In fact, a couple of years ago, when I voted, turned to Republican in the primaries to vote against Barbara Kubin, who is our national representative from the state of Wyoming, the one and only.
Well, are you voting against somebody today?
Well, just her. Every other election,
aren't you enthusiastically voting for her opponent?
Well, I hope so. I hope I am, but I'm voted more against her. I voted for her, who she was running against in the primaries 2 years ago, and turned Republican to do it, or at least registered Republican to do it. She is a worthless representative, and we need to get her out. And I come from a Republican state, and they seem to be reelected no matter what they don't do, which she does nothing. So I enthusiastically voted against her.
Well,
the only time I've ever done it, but I have done it.
Well, maybe hopefully she'll lose.
I hope so. It's going to be a close race. And I do know that some Republicans have voted for the Democratic candidate, even though they've never voted Democratic before in their life, which gives me a ray of hope. So I'm looking forward to this evening to find out results.
Yeah, I hope that the results are good. But what I was talking about and disagreeing with Charles Osgood is that I find myself really not voting against anybody. I find myself enthusiastically voting for people. Like, in other words, I'm not voting against Bob Beaupre. I didn't vote against Bob Beaupre, even though I think he's not the right guy for the job. I voted enthusiastically for Bill Ritter because I believe Bill Ritter is the right man for the job. If I lived in the 4th Congressional District, I wouldn't vote against Marilyn Musgrave. I'd vote for Angie Piccioni because I believe Angie Piccioni has got the goods. And I can't see how anybody couldn't vote for her if they can get around the attack ads that the Republican National Committee ran and also the attack ads that Marilyn ran. And most people have no idea what Marilyn stands for. And the fact that she's never turned out a single piece of legislation. Same thing with Tom Tancredo. I mean, the list just goes on and on. There are great candidates out there to enthusiastically vote for as opposed to feeling that you got to go into the polling place, hold your nose, and vote against somebody.
Well, a lot of times we don't have a Democratic opponent in our election, and so sometimes you have to vote for Republicans, which I don't mind crossing lines and voting between Republicans and Democrats, whoever I think is the best candidate running. But in her case, I would vote for anyone besides her just to get her out of there. She is our Marilyn Musgrave. She does nothing except whatever George Bush tells her to do, and that's it. She was worthless in the state legislature, and she is in Congress. She's terrible. And otherwise, I vote enthusiastically, but not with her.
Well, things will change. There'll be more Democratic candidates out there in Wyoming because Howard Dean's 50-state strategy will definitely pay off. Connie, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Sure.
Okay. Let's go to Jay in Denver. Jay, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Good. Hey, Jay, you know, I wanted to talk to you about I haven't heard any of these candidates talk about the actual health care system other than just the Medicare and the prescription drugs. I mean, the health care system where people can afford to get health care, people with pre-existing conditions can't get health care. And Democrat or Republican, nobody seems to be addressing that actual issue. Are we going to go to a single-payer system? Is it on the car? Is it in the cards, or what? I mean, not one candidate has actually really addressed that, and that's very important to me. I have three kids. I can barely afford health care insurance, and the insurance you can't afford is no good. It's a very thing that's just wrong.
Yeah, I mean, health care is killing most people. Most of the candidates that I know of have talked about it. As a matter of fact, I was at a rally in Greeley on Sunday where I saw Bill Ritter talk about it, where I saw Angie Piccioni talk about it, where I saw Mark Udall have something to say about it, where I saw Barbara O'Brien talk about it. There are varying plans out there, but most of the candidates on the Democratic side are pushing for some kind of universal coverage. And Bill Ritter has got a really good idea that has been talked about around the country, and it's one of the things that he's going to try to do, which is to fix it so that the state of Colorado can negotiate in bulk for prescriptions as opposed to the current system where now prescription drugs cost so much. So, yes, health care, if you go look at the Democratic platform. If you go look at Democratic congressional candidates, and I don't know what district you live in, all of them have on their websites or all of them have talked about coming to grips with and dealing with health care issues.
Yeah. Well, you know, Jay, the issue is that a lot of people in this world, it's not that they can't afford it. I mean, there's people in this world that can afford it, but some people just can't get it. That's very true. I have money, and we make good money, my wife and I. I have three kids. I have two children. One had surgery not too long ago. One had RSV when she was months old. I tried to get health care when I was switching my jobs, and I just couldn't buy it. I couldn't. Nobody would accept me. They would accept me and my son, but wouldn't accept my wife, my daughter, and my other son. And, I mean, this is any one of these independents and Kaiser, and they will not take you. They have the choice of they just want to insure who they want to insure and then just stick the money in their pockets and hope to God they don't have to pay for anything for you. And it's just not right. I haven't heard anything from any of the candidates, but I will do what, you know, I'll look at some of their websites and take a look at it.
Yeah, so, go look at it because there are numerous plans out there, and I've got friends too who fall into the category of because they have prior or existing conditions, if they change their jobs. And in this day and age, most people change their jobs usually about 9 times.
Absolutely.
It's hard to get, and we're going to have to do something about it. Meanwhile, the insurance companies reap huge profits.
Absolutely.
They're horrible. Gigantic tax breaks, and we're going to have to address this problem. But, you know, where I would start if I were you is, and I'm not certain that it's on there, but I believe it is, the last time I looked, go to the DNC website and go look under health care.
Okay.
All right?
All right, thanks, Dick. Pleasure talking to you.
And if you have any trouble, email me, man, and I'll turn you on to some sources.
I will. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
See you. Bye.
One line open at 303-713-7600-647. It's 47 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Get out and vote, because this is our chance to turn this country.
This is Rick Hallett, owner of Wind River Spas. People who live in Colorado appreciate natural beauty, hard work, and high quality. They exist in harmony with Colorado's extreme weather by relaxing in a Wind River Spa. Wind River Spas are made right here in Colorado by people who appreciate the same qualities you do. Want to trade in your old spa? Upgrade? Wind River Spas will give you the highest trade possible for your existing hot tub, whether it's 10 months or 10 years old, or purchase a reconditioned spa starting at just $19.95. Visit us at windriverspas.com.
And 225. Weather today, mostly sunny, warm, and breezy. High of 74, currently 49 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The new Southeast Bus and Light Rail system is opening in November. Visit southeastlightrail.com today and train yourself the ride. Maps, station information, and how your commute may change, all at southeastlightrail.com. That's southeastlightrail.com.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Imagine your dog is at work, and you're the one locked inside at home.
Master gone. Have to go. Door shut. Have to go. No car coming home. Have to go back.
What your best friend needs is a dog door from Hale Security Pet Door. Choose from all sizes, all energy efficient with a 5-year warranty, and able to fit into glass, sliding doors, walls, even brick. Come home to a happy pet and clean floors. Call Hale Security Pet Doors at 303-649-1819 or go to halepetdoor.com.
6:49, 49 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's a brand new month, and homeowners with adjustable rate mortgages probably have brand new higher house payments. But most people got into their adjustable rate mortgages because they wanted their payments to be lower, not higher. But ARMs keep going up month after month, and the last thing anyone needs going into the holiday is a higher house payment. 30-year fixed mortgages are still near record lows, while adjustable rate mortgages and credit card rates go higher and higher. Get rid of your adjustable rate mortgage and your high rate debt. Get one new low payment with one low fixed rate that you don't have to worry about anymore. Now's the time to do it. And only the Mortgage Store can offer 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with their exclusive payment freedom option. That's right. We can combine 5.75% rate with only a 5.99 APR and 6 months with no payments. So don't wait. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. Call now. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge on your brake pad?
Just Brakes safety experts will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Yes. Just Brakes will also machine rotors and drums and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. You are the brake safety expert. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts or services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks. For today's general election, any registered voter living in the city and county of Denver can vote at any one of 55 convenient vote centers located throughout Denver. All vote centers are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Please bring your identification. For more information, visit the Denver Election Commission online at denvergov.org/elections or call us at 720-913-VOTE. That's 720-913-8683. Today is the last chance you have to cast your vote.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Time.
Good morning. 652, 52 minutes past the hour. High today, 74. Mostly sunny skies. And Jay Marvin here, Election Day 2006. Get out and vote. Coming up next hour, we're going to talk to Montana Governor Brian Schweitzer. We'll have Governor Schweitzer on. We'll also have our buddy John Nichols on from The Nation. And we'll talk to Colorado congressional candidate from District 4, Angie Piccioni, and also Bobby Clark from Progress Now. We've got all those folks coming up in the next hour. Right now we're taking your calls about voting. Here's Mark, who says he didn't vote for a single Democrat. Mark, you're on.
Oh, I don't know if you said if I didn't vote. I voted.
No, I said you didn't vote for a single Democrat.
Well, that's correct. I didn't vote, okay, first of all, for the governor's race. Both those guys' ads made me sick, so I looked at third-party candidates, and I actually voted for the Libertarian candidate, even though I'm a registered Republican. As far as the state legislature ballot, I had my choice basically between a Republican and a Democrat, and after the stuff that the Democrats pulled with the illegals this year,
What did the Democrats pull with the illegals?
Basically, when they called a special session when their feet were held to the fire, knowing that the governor was going to make them do stuff to prevent illegals from getting benefits. So then they decided to hold a special session, pass legislation, and go, ooh, look what we did. They only did it because they had their feet held to the fire, in my belief. So I refuse to reward that kind of behavior. If you're only going to do what's supposed to be done when your feet are going to be held to the fire, then what are you going to do the rest
of
the time?
Well, the only thing I would point out to counter that is that, first of all, the whole idea of that special session that Governor Bill Owens wanted to enact was a political move and was political grandstanding on his part.
That's probably
true. Because if you look at the whole immigration question, the solutions do not lie with the individual states. They lie with the federal government. So you might want to, you know, ask people like Bob Beaupre and Marilyn Musgrave what they've intended to do about that.
And then they didn't get my vote.
And then the other thing is that when Democrats did have to get together in a special legislative session, because that's what the governor wanted and that's what the governor pushed for, they enacted some of the toughest legislation in the country. What's wrong with that idea?
Because they wouldn't do it on their own. They only did it when their feet were held to the fire. That's my problem. I feel abandoned by the Republican Party on this issue, too. And like I said, I didn't vote for Bob Beaupre either. And as far as the state legislature, I had no other choice but to vote Republican or Democrat. And after seeing what they did this year, I'm not going to vote for the Democrats.
Well, that's your choice.
On that issue.
That's your choice. I think you're, you know, critically wrong, but that's okay.
All right, Jay.
Have a good day. Thanks. Bye. And, you know, I hate to say to them, but as many third parties as you vote for, hey, that just takes those votes out of the mainstream. So I think that's wonderful. Let's go to Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. Hi. Election Day.
Hey, happy Election Day to you, too.
Thank you. Three quick things, and I'll try to tie them all together. First of all, since I'm calling
from up here in Loveland, you have to admit that if ever there was a candidate that begged to be voted against, it's Marilyn Manson Musgrave. You've got to admit that.
Yeah, but on the other hand, you're right about that, but and I agree. But on the other hand, very rarely do you ever get such a great choice as Angie Piccioni.
Okay, we'll agree to I voted against Marilyn Musgrave personally, but I'd like to make a comment about Angie Piccioni and about something I heard her say on, I think it was on 7 News the other day. She was pointing out that she wanted to see Marilyn Musgrave reimburse taxpayers for the amount of money it cost Bush to fly out here and stump for her. And I thought that was one of the best points I've ever heard a candidate make in this election regarding, a criticism of her opponent. I absolutely believe that we should be reimbursed for that money. And it just made me think, look at the amount of money that the taxpayers have been paying Bush to fly all over the country for the last month, speaking, railing against Democrats nonstop. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think people who live in the town of Greeley, for instance, need to call the Greeley city government and ask them how much they had to spring for Bush in that visit last weekend.
Absolutely. And that money should come out of Musgrave's campaign fund.
Or from the RNC, one or the other. I don't care, but the taxpayer shouldn't have to pay for it.
One or the other. And that brings me to my third point real quick, if I may. The little CBS News blurbs that you guys play at the top of each hour, I don't know what, for the first year or so that I listened to your station, you guys had Air America News, and I can understand why that might have been a little too far left.
Wasn't the fact that it was too far left. It was the fact that it was inconsistent.
Okay, very good.
And an example of that would be one morning John and I come in here. And at 6 o'clock in the morning, he's laughing in the other room. At 6 o'clock in the morning, they're running the frickin' labor news, man. I mean, they're running union news, which there's nothing wrong with that in its place, but at 6 o'clock, you expect to get, you want to know what's going on in the world.
Right.
So, I mean, that was the reason that happened.
Okay. Well, anyway, what I wanted to say about CBS News is for the last 3 weeks, or every time I've turn on the radio, every time at the top of the hour, they the lead story is invariably a soundbite from President Bush, and I'm sick of it. And I just, it's obvious that whoever is producing those news segments, has some kind of an agenda.
Well,
that's my opinion.
Not all the time. The soundbite this morning at 6 o'clock was not George W. Bush. All right, Ron, I got to run. Thank you, man.
Thanks, Jake.
Okay. Coming up, Montana Governor Brian Schweitzer. We'll talk to him right here.
It's Mountain Coin Machine Distributors has been supplying operators throughout the western U.S. with video games, vending equipment, jukeboxes, pool tables, coin-op equipment, and parts and service for over 50 years. Their friendly sales staff is eager to hear from you, and their large buying power will guarantee you a price that's competitive. Mountain Coin also specializes in home game rooms. If you're in the market for a pool table, jukebox, foosball table, air hockey, pinball machine, pretty much anything you can put a quarter in, they are the answer. Call 303-427-2133 or go to mountaincoin.com today.
An Inconvenient Truth is out on DVD November 21st. The video station in Boulder wants you to have a chance to see this important documentary for free. Make your reservations before the 20th and get a free night's rental. For details, call 303-440-4448 or stop by the video station in Boulder.
Warm decision this November.
Visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844.
And get your AARP voter's guide.
Use your head and your heart.
And then do the right thing.
And vote. Please vote.
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 Get out and vote.
Paid for by AARP.
Taking back America. It all starts today on AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Polls are open in many places as voters decide what could be one of the closest midterm elections in years. Here's what they're saying in Atlanta.
Hopefully there'll be a change in Congress, a different perspective on the Iraq war.
I think the Republicans are going to hold.
Well, that's the sound of the presidential motorcade within the past hour as George W. Bush voted.
I'm Mark Noller in Crawford, Texas.
Arriving at the local fire station to cast his ballot, President Bush put partisanship aside, telling reporters it's a privilege to cast a vote, and he urged all Americans to do the same.
Do your duty. Cast your ballot and let your voice be heard.
Mr. Bush said he'll be returning to Washington later today to await the returns.
This is Steve Futterman in St. Louis. The Senate race here in Missouri could be the closest in the nation tonight. Throughout the campaign, the two candidates, Republican Jim Talent and Democrat Claire McCaskill, have been virtually tied in the public opinion polls. And on this election day, neither candidate has been able to open up a lead.
And other close Senate races are playing out in Virginia, Rhode Island, Tennessee, and Montana. Democrats need to pick up 15 seats to take the House. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House now with more CBS News. Here's Frank Settapani.
Voters in some parts of Washington State may have to clear a path to get to the polls today. Powerful wind and rainstorm that blew in from the Pacific unleashed floods and mudslides and swept one young hunter to his death. National Guard troops managed to save other people who were trapped by rising water. In Iraq, more than 50 prison workers and officials are accused of torturing inmates.
First, the Interior Ministry fired thousands of workers. Now it's charging that some of its employees, including a police general, tortured hundreds of detainees. The Interior Ministry's Shiite-dominated police force has been criticized as having been infiltrated by death squads, and a torture chamber was uncovered in Baghdad last year.
CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick reporting from Baghdad. Whatever Kenny Chesney is doing, it's working. Chesney won Entertainer of the Year honors at last night's Country Music Association show. Brooks and Dunn won three awards, including Song of the Year for Believe. My friends all grew up. They settled down. Here in New York City, a construction worker has been charged with the murder of television, film, and stage actress Adrienne Shelley. Police say the suspect tried to make the death look like a suicide by hanging. Shelley's last big film role was in last year's Matt Dillon movie, Factotum. She also appeared on numerous television shows. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P stock futures are pointing higher. Right now, they're ahead by a little bit less than 3 points. This is CBS News.
I am Dr. Jen, and I'm taking your love life calls. And here's Kevin. Go ahead.
Jen, what's the easiest way to get to 79 Williams Ave?
Follow your heart?
For the easiest route to any address, you want to ask TomTom, not Jen.
Turn left.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Grab it and go. Just tap the screen, and a helpful voice guides you on your way.
You have reached your destination.
TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
If you're 50 years or older and have not yet had a flu vaccination this year, you may be at increased risk for serious complications of influenza. And if you haven't been vaccinated yet, you may also be putting those that you care for at risk for serious complications as well. The National Foundation for Infectious Diseases is urging adults 50 years and older to get immunized. Stay healthy and keep those around you healthy too. Get the flu vaccine now. A message from the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. Polls are open, and Fair Vote Colorado is helping out Denver voters. It's the first big test for Denver County. 55 vote centers replacing 300 precinct polling places.
You can vote at any vote center that you want in Denver. I would recommend people, if they have the capability to go at odd hours, go at 10 a.m., go at 3 p.m. Try and pick those times and pick a vote center that might be a little off the beaten path.
Mark Cavanaugh with Fair Vote Colorado talking to 9 News. You can go to any one of those 55 vote centers. That's the case in many of the counties. Two people dead after a head-on crash last night near Littleton.
The Douglas County Sheriff's Department is investigating a fatal accident that occurred at about 6 o'clock p.m.
Kim Castellano with Douglas County Sheriff's Office says both drivers died at the scene. A car seat credited, though, for saving the life of a young girl in one of the cars. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez, now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. We're definitely getting into the peak of the commute, but not doing too bad. We did have a wreck at 5th and Federal, very slow this morning along eastbound 270 near York. That crash sits off to the left shoulder. Otherwise, just getting busy in the normal areas, and we're not going to get away from this buildup on southbound 25 from 104th to 84th. Eastbound C-470 loaded up now, Broadway to University. Security wait time at DIA, 10 minutes. Weather today, mostly sunny, warm, and breezy. High of 74, currently 49. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Did you know that clinical studies have shown Red Robin gift cards can cause people to smile? Purchase a $25 gift card now through December 31st and receive $5 in bonus bucks for yourself. Red Robin gift cards. They make people happy.
This is the time of year that we celebrate. It's not about the parades or the big game.
Touchdown!
It's about loved ones and family traditions.
And don't forget, Campbell's Green Bean Casserole.
A special holiday feast.
With Campbell's Green Bean Casserole.
Enjoying your favorite traditional dishes.
Especially the green bean casserole.
And all the wonderful things this season is about. Find green bean casserole and many other holiday recipes at campbellskitchen.com. Campbell's Green Bean Casserole. Make some holiday magic.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong.
Morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7. High today, 74. Mostly sunny skies. Good day to get off your half moons and get out there and vote. And let's make a difference. And right now, we're going to talk to a guy who always makes a difference. We're going to go right to the phones and talk to the governor of Montana, Brian Schweitzer. Governor Schweitzer, good morning and welcome to the show.
Boy, it's great to be on. And this is a real big day. You know, in Montana, we've been voting for 30 days.
That's great.
Yeah. We can walk right into our courthouses. And we've been voting, I think about 40% of Montana has already voted.
Wow.
But, we're not taking any chances. I've been in 26 towns in the last 4 days across
That's
Montana.
Great.
And I say to people, all right, how many of you already voted? Hold up one finger if you voted. And then people raise their finger. I say, wrong finger, not that finger. The finger that shows you voted. And then I ask them, what, you don't have a courthouse in this town? Get over there and vote. And then go find five more. Look, this is a seminal election in the Rocky Mountain West. We're demonstrating that Democrats can win big elections all across the West, and that the Salazar boys and Brian Schweitzer, that wasn't just a fluke. We're part of something pretty big here.
Yeah, I would agree. And Bill Ritter is going to make a fantastic governor for the state of Colorado.
Not only is he going to be a great governor, I got to tell you, Bill Ritter went to Colorado State University. Roy Romer went to Colorado State University, and Brian Schweitzer went to Colorado State University. So Colorado State University is the University of Governors. It's Yale if you want to be president, but if you want to be a governor, you go to Colorado State University.
There you go. Governor, how does it look there in Montana between Tesler and Burns?
Okay.
Tesler and Burns.
About the earliest they can call an election is about 10:05. The Associated Press, by the time they get the numbers in across Montana, they called my race right at 10 o'clock when I ran for governor. I think they're going to call this race at 10:05. Tesler's going to win this by more than 4 points.
Mm.
And everybody stay tuned because, of course, we already know what will have happened in the East, in Rhode Island, and Pennsylvania, and Ohio. We'll already know what happened in Virginia and in Missouri and Tennessee. And so we'll know whether Tester becomes the fifth or the sixth. Is he for the tie or is he the extra point? And, I'm hoping that we've got five in the bag before we get to Montana, and then we kick the extra point, and bang, we win her.
Yeah, I think he puts us over the top and gives us the extra point, don't you?
Well, he can kick the extra point. We just got to make sure that we get the first five.
Yeah, well,
we'll do our part in the West here.
I think we will. I mean, really, don't you think that the only race really that is in question would be Tennessee?
No, I don't think we've got. Honestly, we don't have Missouri and Virginia in the bag. I don't understand those voters there. I mean, I know folks in the Rocky Mountain West, but what the heck do I know about Missouri and Tennessee and Virginia? I can't figure it. But Webb looks real good in Virginia. He's been surging. Allen, foot in the mouth.
Yeah.
Then we've got Tennessee. I guess I'm not going to count. Harold Ford is the most dynamic politician out there today. He's a bright guy. He should win that race. But, what the heck, Tennessee, I don't know anything about him. And Missouri, It's been tied now for 7 years. I mean, this has been 46-46 for, they've been pulling for 18 months, and it has not budged. So I don't know what the heck happens there. Somebody's got to win, I guess.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, but I just, my gut, and I got a big one, just tells me we're gonna pull those races out, that we're going to win.
Well, we need two out of three. No, I just think Rhode Island is probably in the bag. Ohio, Pennsylvania, bag them, you know, tag them. We're in good shape, but I just don't know about those three. We got to win two out of those three with Montana.
Two out of those three. We can do it.
Well, absolutely we can do it. I mean, again, two of those three are dead dang even. The third bounces back and forth between Ford and this character, Corker. So, yeah, we can do it. If we win two out of three there and we get the four that everybody expects, as I said before, you get us five someplace in the East there, we know where we can get them, and we'll kick the extra point in Montana.
And you've been on the campaign trail now for what, how long? I mean, how long have you been going barnstorming around the state? For months now?
No. You know, I've been barnstorming around this state since I won the election for governor because I've had my focus on this Senate race. I ran against this guy, Conrad Burns, 6 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I came awful close, and he dumped all kinds of manure on my head. It was nasty, nasty, nasty. They went nasty, I went nice, and I just refused to do that nasty stuff. Well, this time around, nasty, nasty, nasty. And, of course, he also has a plan. This was great. During one of the debates with John Tester, they were talking about Iraq. And this guy, this auctioneer from Missouri, Conrad Burns, who's been a senator from Montana for 18 years, heaven knows why, but he said, we've got a plan for Iraq. George Bush and I, we have a plan, but it's a secret.
Yeah.
We can't tell you, John, or you'd blow it.
I remember that.
I was thinking of writing him a letter and saying, look, I'm the commander-in-chief of the Montana National Guard, and we've sent you know, thousands of men and women over there, and do you think you could just whisper it in my ear? I won't tell anybody, I promise. I can keep a secret. Just, you know, you and George got a plan, whisper it to me. I'd like to hear it.
He never did say what it was.
No, it turns out the next day they said, well, it's not really a plan. It's more of a discussion. You know, of course, they spent the last 16 months talking about if you have a timeline, it makes you a cut and runner. Well, now they're saying we have a timeline. The timeline is this. We're going to leave someday, but it's not going to be soon. Now, the other thing they said about Iraq, and this gets interesting. Of course, you know, it was weapons of mass destruction.
Right.
There wasn't any of that.
Right.
It was nation building.
Right.
We were going to build a democracy. Well, that would be something special. Some of you know that are listening. I lived in Saudi Arabia for 6 years, learned to speak Arabic. Assalamu alaikum. If we made a democracy out of Iraq, it would be about the only one in 1,000 miles around there.
Hmm.
So, you know, what were the chances of that was going to occur? So then we said, well, I'll tell you what. Once they have free elections, remember the purple finger business?
Right.
Okay, once they got free elections, boom, we're out of there. Well, they got 440 members in an elected Congress. No, not so fast. When they stand up, we'll stand down. There's 290,000 paid military people in the Iraqi army, one of the largest in the world, and we're still there. Stand up, stand down, no. Their own Congress, no. Weapons of mass destruction, democracy, come on. Please, tell us the plan, put a mark on the wall. You know, we'll play along here, but... You gotta at least tell us why we're there and how it is that we'll leave and who's going to tell us and when is it going to be time.
I don't think they have a plan, though, Governor, because I don't think they know how to get out.
I'll be damned. They don't have a plan. Nobody thought about that.
Right? I mean, do you think they know how to get out?
No, of course not. They didn't know what they were doing when they went in.
Right.
And they have no idea on how they get out. They have created chaos. This is a chaos that was created by us. And by the way, I was in Iraq, I was in Afghanistan and Kuwait, and probably being the only politician who went there who had actually lived in the Middle East and spoke Arabic. I think I maybe knew what was going on when I was there in May. And here's the deal. This is a civil war. It's been a civil war. Al-Qaeda, that's a small piece on the side of what's going on. This is Sunnis killing Shias. Shias killing Sunnis, and American men and women standing between them.
Absolutely.
We're not allowed to say civil war. We call it everything but a civil war because people get a little bit queasy when we say, well, it's a civil war and we're over there.
But it is a civil war.
Dang tootin'.
It is a civil war, and the administration needs to be honest with us, and today's the day
today is definitely the day to get accountability, without a doubt. Hey, I want to ask you real quick here before we run out of time about a guy I know you really like. Let's talk about Ed Perlmutter, who's running in the 7th Congressional District.
Well, you can't get better than Ed. I mean, this is a man that worked his way through college. Talk about family values, wonderful family. He's served in the state Senate in a district that, you know, Democrats didn't traditionally get elected in, and he's going to be a great member of Congress. I'm behind him all the way. Ed Perlmutter, if you haven't voted, get down and vote for him. And they aren't going to put that purple stuff on your finger. You just vote, and it'll be okay.
Governor, you're just a joy to have on. And when are you coming to Denver again next time?
I'm going to get down there. I think I got to get down there and celebrate this big Ritter win. I mean, we Colorado State University governors, we got to stick together. There's only two of us.
Well, if you come down here, I'd love to drag you in here for an hour and just let you go.
Well, you know what? If you let me in there for an hour, the second hour, I'd own the dang station. So be careful what you wish for.
Governor, you're the best, and I hope you'll come back on the program again real soon.
You betcha. Okay, everybody out there, hold up that one finger.
You got
That's
it.
The finger that makes a difference. We're going to take this country back, and you start with your own finger.
Amen. Thank you, Governor.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There's Governor Schweitzer from Montana, Brian Schweitzer, and we'll see what happens in Montana between Tester and Conrad Burns, and let's hope Burns loses. And I think he will. I definitely think he will. All right, 7:16, 16 minutes after 7 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Coming up, we'll talk to Nation's Washington correspondent John Nichols. Mr. Nichols and I will compare notes about races around the country and also about what's going on here in Colorado. So stick around. Once again, you have any trouble today at the polls, any trouble at all, the Colorado Democratic Party has a voter protection hotline. That number is 1-866-440-3367. I'll give it to you again. It's 1-866-440-3367. Any trouble at the polls, call the hotline. Get out there and vote. Get your friends to vote. Get your neighbors to vote. It's our historic chance to take this country back, and we're going to do it, and we'll do it together. 717.
An Inconvenient Truth is out on DVD November 21st. The video station in Boulder wants you to have a chance to see this important documentary for free. Make your reservations before the 20th and get a free night's rental. For details, call 303-440-4448 or stop by the video station in Boulder.
Of removing the tee following each Broncos kickoff. Visit redrobin.com to find a location near you.
AM 760 listeners know where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM 760's Blue List. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and seeing the results. Companies on the Blue List include Bauhaus Doggy Daycare, Investment Protection Service, and Luis Aaron, Attorney at Law. Go to am760.net today. Click on the Blue List and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk, AM 760.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Now imagine living that life today and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine, and I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks or options and you're not satisfied with your results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help you by sending you my free stock investing toolkit. In this kit, you'll get my latest DVD and my easy-to-use stock investor software. This DVD is not a sales pitch. It's valuable instruction where I show you how to use a proven three-step investing process and the stock investor software to help you make money trading stocks and options. Do you worry about money? Would you like to enjoy financial security? You can start building wealth today with my free stock investing toolkit. To get your free stock investing toolkit and free 30-day membership to Stock Investor, call 1-800-893-1918. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-893-1918. That's 1-800-893-1918.
Deep inside this ordinary-looking business lurks a secret weapon. Its name, Stuart.
Hi there.
His power, in a word, he does the impossible.
I think that's four words, actually.
He's ready.
Right.
Lucky for him, his business runs on the right kind of software. Microsoft software.
True. It's good stuff.
When a top job rears its ugly head, Stuart and his software are ready.
Well, the thing about Microsoft is it's easy to use, and it works with all the other apps in our system.
Holy interoperability.
So I can get data from any of our servers. I've been able to pinpoint some efficiencies, and our operating costs are down significantly.
Spoken like a business success-seeking software-powered super-secret weapon.
Look, I really just prefer Stuart.
Hmm. With the right software, all your people can be business success-seeking super-secret weapons. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people-ready. Microsoft, software for the people-ready business.
It's time to take back America. Join Jay Marvin tonight from 7 to 11 as he broadcasts live from Democratic headquarters in Denver. We'll bring you election coverage with results, analysis, and your reaction. After Jay, Katie Couric will wrap up the evening with a one-hour CBS Election Night special. It's Election Coverage 2006 and time to take back America.
We have to turn this country around.
With AM 760, Progressive Talk.
High today, 74, Election Day, 2006, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Get out there and vote. Man, we're going to make this happen. U.S. President George Bush, this comes from Reuters, and it's one of the reasons why they say U.S. U.S. President George W. Bush stumped for the Republican candidate for Florida governor yesterday, but the candidate himself didn't show up, insulting the White House. Charlie Crist said on Sunday he would not attend a rally in the party stronghold of Northwest Florida after the White House had already announced Chris would be introducing the president. The no-show a day before Tuesday's election raised the question whether Chris was trying to avoid being seen with Bush, whose popularity is below 40% as the Republicans struggle to retain control of the U.S. Congress amid American unease about the Iraq War. While Bush didn't refer to his absence at the rally, White House political advisor Karl Rove was upset. All I know is that yesterday morning they apparently made a decision that rather than being with the governor and the president and 10,000 people in Pensacola, they made it a last-minute decision to go to Palm Beach. Let's see how many people show up in Palm Beach on a 24 hours notice versus 8,000 or 9,000 people in Pensacola, Rove said. Chris Staff said he was spending the day before the election campaigning in more competitive regions of the state. In his tight race against Democrat Jim Davis for governor, the seat being vacated, of course, by Bush's brother Jeb. All right. We got Ed Perlmutter on one? The next congressman from the 7th Congressional District? Congressman, good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I loved hearing Governor Schweitzer on your show. I haven't heard Dang Tootin in a long time.
No, me neither. He's great, isn't he?
Oh, I wish I could talk like that.
Me too.
So, no, I wanted to call you and tell you thanks for getting so many volunteers out and engaged in this race and all the races across the state. We're going to have a good day today.
Ed, you are going to win. There is no question about it. You are going to win, but we can't take anything for granted. So everybody in the 7th Congressional District, if you haven't voted, get out there to the polls, and let's put this man over the top.
Well, I just wanted to say hi and thank you, and just, you know, we've got to get people out. It's a great day for voting. It's a great day for changing the way this country's being run, and we can do it. We just got to go till 7 o'clock tonight. We're going to win this thing. We're going to win a lot of races, and we're going to take our country back.
Wait, let me just ask you briefly before you go, because I know you got a lot of stuff to do, and I'm just so honored that you called in. What does a candidate do on Election Day? You've campaigned for a long, long time. You fought through a primary. You fought for this thing. Nothing has come easy for you. What is your plan on the last, final day?
Well, today I'm with my family all day. We're going to do lots of sign waving in Jeffco and Arapaho up in Adams. I'm going to visit all of our volunteers. Probably we'll even walk a little precinct this afternoon so that we don't leave any vote behind.
That's great. You're the man. You really are. You really are. You're going to make such a great congressman. The 7th Congressional District, the state of Colorado, and the United States of America is going to be so proud of you. And I just can't urge people enough to get out and support you and vote for you. And Ed, Congressman Perlmutter will talk to you in the winner's circle.
Hey, tonight I want to invite you specifically, if you've got time, we're having our election party over at the Marriott Denver West. So you and your listeners are welcome to come by. I think it's going to be a nice night. We're not counting our chickens yet, but I just feel people want to change, and we're going to bring it for them.
Well, if I can get free, I'll definitely do it. You know, I got to work tonight till 11, and then I got to get up tomorrow morning and do the show again. So I hope not only to talk to you tonight, but I also hope to talk to you tomorrow morning. And if I can get over there, I certainly will. But I put my arms around you right now, man. You are the best, and you are going to win.
Thanks, Jay. And I may check in with somebody later, but we're going to have a good day. We're not going to leave anything to chance, and we're going to bring it to these guys.
All right. John Turk wants to talk to you for a second, so we're going to put you on hold. And Congressman Perlmutter, we'll talk to you soon. Hold on.
All right. Thank you.
What a great guy. Ed Perlmutter. What a great guy. See, this is what I was talking about between the 6 and 7 o'clock hour. I didn't have to get out there and vote against anybody. I voted for people because we have such good people running. We've got Angie Piccioni. We've got Bill Winter. We've got Ed Perlmutter. We've got Jay Fawcett. We've got John Salazar. I mean, we've got great people running for office in this state. We've got people like Joe Rice in House District 39, I believe it is. We've got Molly Cullum out there. We've got Kerry Kennedy running for state treasurer. We've got Fern O'Brien for attorney general. We've got good people with optimistic viewpoints who want to solve problems. I don't know about you, but I am so tired of sitting back and complaining. And to complain and to criticize is human nature, and we all do it. But you know something? Today's our day. Today's our day to make things happen. Today's our day to make things happen. And if I sound preachy, and if I sound giddy, and if I sound over the top, I don't mean to. I just really believe that enough is enough. And it's time for a change in direction in this country. And it's time for us to make a difference. And I don't care if you're a Republican, I don't care if you're an independent, I don't care if you're a Democrat, I don't care if you're a libertarian, I don't care what your political orientation is. You look at people like Ed Perlmutter, you look at people like Angie Piccioni, you look at people like Bill Winter, you look at people like Jay Fawcett, you look at people like John Salazar, you look at people like Bill Ritter, you look at people like Barbara O'Brien, and I could just go on and on and on. And these folks aren't strictly about party lines. What these folks are about doing is they're about fixing the things that need to be corrected in this state and in this country and in this world. And we owe it not only to ourselves, but we owe it to our kids, and we owe it to our kids' kids. You know, I think about Eli, who Mary and I are crazy about. And he's my, I'm his uncle, and he's my nephew, and he's 10 years old. And I always think to myself, what am I going to leave him? I'll leave him financially covered. There's no question about that. I'm fortunate in that area. But what am I going to leave him for a world? And I want to leave him a better place. I want to leave him a better place than my parents set out for me. And I want to solve problems. I don't want to create problems. And as I said in the beginning, I think it's okay to be critical. I think it's okay to sit back and be critical. I think it's okay to sit back and complain. We all have disappointments. We all have things we think are wrong. We all get angry. But what good does all of that do if we don't come forward and if we don't make change and if we don't make practical change? And people like Ed Perlmutter, people like Angie Piccioni, people like Bill Winter, people like Jay Fawcett, people like Bill Ritter, and the list just goes on and on. Ken Gordon, the list just goes on and on of people. They want to make change and they want practical solutions. And we can leave this state and we can leave this country a better place than where we found it.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
High definition. Why?
Because it just sounds so darn good.
Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
But with the exception of a wreck eastbound C-470 just after University, we got a pretty nice drive and a lot more volume on southbound 25 into downtown. And Thornton North Glen still loaded up 104th to 84th. A couple of off-highway problems, wrecks at Hamden and Lowell, 5th and Federal. Weather today, mostly sunny, warm, and breezy, high of 74, currently 50 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, progressive talk.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge your new brake pad?
Just Brakes safety experts will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Yes. Just Brakes will also machine rotors and drums and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. You are the brake safety expert. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts or services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
7:31. It's 29 minutes in front of 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hey, if you don't like to think about it, most of us don't. We don't plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer, and when that time comes, you want a progressive trial lawyer like Mike Turner. Mike Turner believes in and supports AM 760 Progressive Talk. He's got years of personal injury experience. He's a stand-up guy. Mike Turner gets corporations and insurance companies. He takes them on all the time for real people like you and me every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner are at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being less dependent on glasses and contacts, being able to read the alarm clock, or not having to fumble with messy, cumbersome contacts. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable to everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. Our independent surgeons have helped hundreds of thousands of people see better. Let us do the same for you. We'd like to send you a free information kit that'll answer all your questions about LASIK and show you how you can finance your LASIK procedure absolutely interest-free. That's right, 0% financing. Call us now at 1-800-600-4704. That's 1-800-600-4704. 1-800-600-4704.
Hi, folks. Otto the Owl here. Holiday travel in the shopping season is just around the corner. Travel tip number 3. Take the Northwest Parkway. It's the stress-free way to travel to the mall and airport. Go to flywithotto.com for more wise tips.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Past the hour, high today 74, mostly sunny skies, and John Nichols ditched us as usual. I love him, but he's undependable. Good old John. But we try to get a hold of him, and we're glad Ed Perlmutter called in, too, because we're glad we were able to get him on the radio. And get out there in the 7th Congressional District and vote for him. Get out and vote. Make sure your friends get out and vote. Let's do it. Let's do it, and I'll give you that voter protection hotline number again. Let's talk to the next congresswoman from the 4th Congressional District. Here's my friend Angie Piccione. Angie, good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing great.
All right. I ask this of Ed, and I'll ask it of you. You've been at this for 18, 19 months.
Yep.
You've campaigned hard.
Yep.
You've got to be one of the strongest women I think I've ever met. And what? How do you plan to spend the last day?
Well, we are. We have some super centers up here, calling centers. We've got them in Longmont and Loveland and Fort Collins and Greeley, and I'm going to go around and kind of charge up the troops and, you know, keep them fired up and trying to get out the vote. I'm going to vote at 9 o'clock this morning over at CSU, and take some students with me and then talk to some students there. And, you know, I'm pretty relaxed, you know. It's we've laid the foundation. We've done all the hard work, just as you said, and now it's let's coast to victory.
Well, I think you got it in the bag. I think you're going to take it over the top, but I want to tell people in the 4th Congressional District, do not take anything for granted.
No. They have got to go
and
vote.
Yeah,
yes.
You've got to get out and vote and take your friends out to vote. Let's pile to the polls and make it happen, right?
That's really true, Jay. And, you know, too many people, you know, they sit back and, you know, something comes up in their life or whatever, but they have got to go and cast that ballot. Like I've been saying for 17, 18 months now, you know, if you want to change Congress, you have to change the people you send to Congress, and the only way to do that is to vote for change. And same thing with Ed's race and Bill Winner's race, Jay Fawcett's race. You know, we need change in those districts and in this district especially, and so we need the people to go vote.
I got to ask you, where do you get the strength to sit there day after day? And sit there is not the right word because you never sit down.
Right.
I don't think I've ever seen you sit down in the whole time, ever since the first time I ever met you in Greeley.
That's right.
Back like in March or something. But where do you get the strength to wither these terrible, god-awful lies and attacks against you?
Yeah, it's pretty despicable what Marilyn has done in this race. And, you know, she didn't run one positive ad about herself or give any voter, you know, a reason to send her back. But instead, it was all smear and fear. And, you know, I'm a tough cookie. You know, I grew up in the South Bronx. I have 6 uncles, 2 brothers. You know, I've taken a ribbing or two. But this, you know, it's just despicable. But it's a reflection of her, not me. It really is.
And so, is that what you, when you see those things? Is that what you think?
Yeah, and in fact, sometimes I have to almost laugh at the desperation in her ads. It's unbelievable. I mean, she puts me up there with a terrorist and tyrants, and you know, she expects people to actually believe that's what any Democrat would do to our country, put us in the hands of terrorists and tyrants. I mean, it's almost laughable, but it's so desperate and so despicable that it reflects on her, not me.
That's a wonderful attitude, because I got to tell you, as a crazy person, I always assign self blame, and that's wonderful that you don't have those issues, and that you're so strong and you're so dynamic, and I just can't, I'm not sucking up to you, but I just can't imagine anybody not voting for you, because you're going to make such a wonderful congresswoman, and you just. You know, you take no prisoners. I mean, you say it the way you believe it to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the way I was brought up. You know, my family, in fact, many members of my family will be out here today. They've come out from the East Coast, and I'm you know, glad to have my mom here and my brother and my uncle's coming. And so it's that family, bond that I have that made me strong. You know, my family, as you know, my mom's black, my dad's Italian, and, you know, growing up with my mom's family, you know, we've withered a lot of things, you know, we've weathered a lot of things, and so they've made me strong, and I'm proud of that.
Boy, you know, you certainly are. You just really, you're all it there, Congresswoman. there's no doubt about it. All right, you know, the next time we talk, undoubtedly you will be the Congresswoman from the 4th Congressional District, but and I know this is cliche to say this, but last parting words today for people who are listening in the 4th Congressional District, what do you say to them?
Well, here's the thing. We've had Marilyn for 4 years. We know exactly what she's going to do. If they elect her back, we know we're going to get the Federal Marriage Amendment introduced and failed. We know we're not going to get solutions to the state's problems. We know she's going to be, you know, beholden to the special interests and these powerful politicians. Now it's John Boehner as the majority leader. You know, we've got to have change. If we, like I say, if we want to change Congress, which we, I'm sure everybody has to want to change from this, you know, corrupt and incompetent Congress, then we've got to try someone new, you know. And I think I've earned the shot, you know. And I say to them, look, give me 2 years. You know, if you don't like what I've done in 2 years, they could, you know, fire me and hire someone else. But you know what you're going to get with Marilyn. Give me a shot at it. I've proven my record in the State House. I've got a strong record in the State House. Give me a shot at going to Congress and getting things done. That's, you know, that's really what my message is. It's like, come on. You know, it's time for change. Send me.
You know, I couldn't agree more. I just couldn't agree more. I really couldn't. All right. You know what?
Yeah.
Good luck to you today.
Thanks so much, Jay. I hope I get to talk to you tonight.
Well, you know what? I'll be on the air between 7 and 11 tonight, and the invitation's always open. You can call me, and you know, that you're welcome on this program anytime, and you can call me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
All right. Well, thanks. We're going to be up in Fort Collins at the Hilton Hotel. So any of your listeners up there in the Fort Collins, Loveland area, if they want to come over to the Hilton, we expect to have a huge crowd, and we're going to party into the night starting at 7:01 when the polls close. So come on up to the Hilton on Prospect in Fort Collins, and I'll be there the whole night, and I'm very excited about watching the returns and seeing Ed go, and hopefully, you know, a tsunami hits, and Bill and Jay will go, and I hope I follow them in.
Well, we know you will, and hang on a second, because Turk wants to wish you some good parting words, too.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks so much, Jay.
We'll talk to you tonight and also tomorrow. Hang on, Congresswoman.
Thank you so much.
All right. There's Angie Piccioni. What a wonderful human being, and one of the pleasures of this job has been to meet people like Angie and people like Ed and Bill and Jay and all the other numerous candidates that are out there that I've encountered, and you know Mary will tell you this, that that I'm such a big complainer, and well, I would go to these Democratic dinners and I was like, oh, I don't really want to go do this because I have to wear a suit sometimes, you know, and that's not me, but I would. But one of the great things that happened was I met all these wonderful people. If you're a Democrat, be proud. Really be proud, because we do have the best people involved. All right, once again, I want to give out this number for you. 1-866-440-3336. That's 1-866-440-3336. I want to give that number out if you have any trouble at the polls, any problems at all. That's the Colorado Democratic Party Voter Protection Hotline. The state party is right there and ready to help you. Any problems at all, please use that number. All right, a lot of you have asked me questions about amendments. A lot of you have asked me questions about voting. A lot of you have asked me all kinds of questions connected to this day. We only have 4 hours a day. We have a limited amount of time to cover everything. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Deputy Director of Progress Now, Bobby Clark, who's got a huge, huge resource. And we'll find out what he's got going and what Progress Now's got going. Not to be confused with those slime bags in Progress, Colorado. 7:42, 42 minutes past the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. We are on the way to victory. But before we get there, we're going to have to drive, right? So here's Gina with a look at traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we're still dealing with a major crash down in Highlands Ranch. Watch out on long eastbound lane C-470 between Broadway and University. This two-car fender bender just after University, but that's really slowing up the works through there in an area that's very sluggish normally. Southbound I-25, 120th to 84th, no change. Still have very heavy conditions along all your eastbound routes, including eastbound 6th out of Lakewood, and, of course, eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike near Federal. Weather today? Looking for mostly sunny skies, warm and breezy, a high of 74, currently 50 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
CV and Potts, the mix and match $8.99 lunch features over 60 different combinations. Healthy, convenient, and fast.
Introducing Orbitz.com's latest innovative travel service, Orbitz TLC Mobile Access. Now you have the power of Orbitz in the palm of your hand. Our customers agree.
I got flight status in my hand.
I got hotel availability
in my hand.
Anyone can use Orbitz TLC Mobile Access. Just enter mobile.orbitz.com and go.
Hotel availability in select markets.
And Al Franken Show Hollywood correspondent Lawrence O'Donnell.
Al Franken, this morning at 10 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The Lumber Guy reminds listeners one of the best tools against teenage drinking and driving is communication. Sometimes young adults are unsure of how to handle difficult social situations involving their friends, alcohol, and driving. Now that's where your advice can make all the difference. So talk to your teens today about their role in keeping their friends and our community safe. This heartfelt message is from The Lumber Guy in Denver. That's The Lumber Guy, taking a step forward for safety. Call 979-8823.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself.
Presto will even send you information absolutely free. Just call 1-800-600-1622. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-600-1622. 1-800-600-1622. That's 1-800-600-1622.
7:45. It's 45 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We all have got misconceptions. All of us have misconceptions about everything. And that's not unusual. I mean, that's human nature. And one of the biggest misconceptions out there is about LASIK eye surgery. Most folks believe that safe and affordable LASIK can't go together. But like many other misconceptions, that's just not true. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar-off sales. Find out the truth for yourself. Call today. Set up a consultation. 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter, CON.com.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. Did you know there are 10 million people in the U.S. who have cancer? That's why it's great to know there are places like City of Hope Cancer Center that are on a fast track with research to find a cure. With new approaches like immunotherapy that use the body's own immune system to fight cancer. And they're helping create new drugs like Herceptin or Rituxan that are saving lives everywhere, every day. Now that's something to sing about. For more information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
PetSmart brings you Smart Savings.
Dogs have a great sense of smell. As a matter of fact, they can smell things we can't. But when it comes to sniffing out a sale on dog food, that's where we've got them beat.
During PetSmart's Big Brand Savings event, you can save up to 20% on hundreds of items with your Pet Perk Savings Card, like $2 off on any 20-pound bag of IAMS dog food. Saving money on your pet's food. That's smart. PetSmart. While supplies last, see store for details.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:47, 47 minutes after the hour. High today, 74, mostly sunny. Good day to get out and vote and do it, because that's what it's all about. And let's talk to Deputy Director of Progress now, Bobby Clark. He's going to talk to us about what Progress Now has got going on in their unique internet platform. Bobby, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Jay. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I don't think I've ever had you on, have I? I think I've always had your boss.
Mostly Mike. I think I've been on once, maybe.
Yeah, well, we're gonna change that.
Mike is home with his newborn, so and I think they're baristas today. So our hearts are with them today. They have it's a very happy day.
Yeah, good for them. Well, we'll change that. We'll put you on more.
Well, I'd love that.
All right, let's talk about what you guys have got going on, particularly with your internet site, which is, to me, is a huge, huge, valuable resource. Talk about what people can find on your website.
Well, progressnowaction.org is our 501c4 website, and that's a site. You know, we built that, Jay, a year ago. We launched that just over a year ago to try to create a platform that progressive Coloradans could use to have greater influence in their communities and with their elected officials. So there are all kinds of tools that people can use to, you know, reach out to their neighbors to have their own influence be greater. And so, and during this election cycle, it's really been very, very helpful, and we're so proud of all the work that so many people have done. We're also fortunate to have on our staff Jen Kaltrider, who you've met, and
mm-hmm.
and is Jen was a producer at CNN in Atlanta for 5 years, and she has all the equipment to do some really interesting video work, and we've done some fun things. We did had a fun little question we asked Marilyn Musgrave that became the top 10 video on YouTube for I think over a week. Where some of her campaign people turned on us and attacked us. So showing the what the Musgrave campaign is about. So we have all of this, all these resources on our site. The most important thing today is getting out the vote, of course, because you know it's an off-year election. Turnout won't be as high as it is during a presidential year, so it really becomes a matter of, you know, whatever the polls have said, at this point it's a matter of who shows up to vote. And so we also have some resources on the site that people can use to try to get their friends and neighbors out to vote. A couple of those I want to mention briefly are at progressnowaction.org/GOTV, which stands for Get Out the Vote. We have several resources on that page. One of them is a fun video that we did with a lot of folks around town to the old Aretha Franklin hit Think. And that's just kind of fun, pump you up, give you some energy. We have a ballot guide on that page that is a progressive guide to all of the ballot issues that are on this year's ballot. This is the longest ballot we've had in I think, 100 years. And it's been very confusing to people. And that one-page ballot guide that people can print and take to the polls has been so helpful. We've had huge response to that. We've had over 75,000 copies of that distributed and have had just great feedback. So that's also on that page. There, if you'd like to call likely progressive voters around the state, we have a list of likely progressive voters by county. You can click on any of those counties and get a list of names of folks that you can call in your area or in key counties that you're aware of. And then finally, there is a form that you can use to send an email to your friends passing on to all of them important information about voting today. So that website, again, is progressnowaction.org/GOTV. And then we have a special issue in Denver this year. Denver, as you're probably aware, Jay, has switched the way they vote this year, not just to voting machines, to new voting machines, but also people are no longer voting at their old precincts. Denver's moved to vote centers. And we're still hearing from a lot of folks calling us, people who are out canvassing, who are getting feedback of folks who don't know that yet. And the folks at Fair Vote Colorado and with the City and County of Denver are working really hard today to make sure there's signage at all the old locations, directing people to the new locations. But we also set up a page that is at progressnowaction.org/Denver Vote. And that lists all of the 55 vote centers in Denver, and it includes a form that you can use to quickly type in some email addresses, click send, and then that would go out to those folks, and it would provide them all this information about the change in voting in Denver. Because Denver, as everyone knows, this is the largest block of progressive voters in the state. And for all of the statewide candidates and the ballot issues that are going to be so, so close, getting out the vote in Denver is really critical. So those two sites, again, progressnowaction.org/GOTV and progressnowaction.org/Denver Vote. Those are two sites we'd like everyone to remember today.
Boy, you know, you're going to help out a lot of people with this. Give the one about the ballot they can print out, the ballot recommendations for progressive voters. Bobby, give that one again.
Well, that's on a couple of locations. It's on that page, the GOTV page. So if you go to progressnowaction.org/GOTV, you'll find the ballot recommendations on that page. You can also go to progressnowaction.org/ballot recommendations, and that's the English version. If you go to progressnowaction.org/ballot Espanol, there's a Spanish version of that. So if you have Spanish-speaking friends, you can send that link to them, and that's, again, a progressive guide to the ballot issues. There are so many ballot issues, and I'm sure you probably already voted, Jay, and you're aware of how many there are. But a lot of folks are going to be surprised when they get into the voting booth today, and if they haven't prepared, they're going to see a lot of issues that could be very confusing.
Yeah, they are, and I have. I voted absentee, and you're right about that. The list is long, so utilize these resources that Progress Now has, and they're well worth it. And be prepared when you do. Show up at the polls, and you'll have your act together and all ready to go. Any final words for us progressives, Bobby?
Well, you know what, the ballot one thing I wanted to mention about the ballot recommendations is that I've had 24 emails of folks who said, you know, I printed that out at work, made copies, and distributed it to everyone in my
office.
Oh,
that's a great idea.
So feel free to distribute that ballot guide far and wide. And again, you can go directly to it by going to progressnowaction.org/ballot recommendations. There are some of these ballot issues are tricky. You know, they might sound good on their face, like the Amendment 39, It could sound good on its face. People think that it might mistakenly believe that it's going to increase school funding, but it actually doesn't. It actually just hamstrings schools, and it's a really bad thing for public education, and all the education groups are opposed to it. It's one of the ones being pushed by some of the out-of-state anti-tax crusaders like Grover Norquist. And then, of course, Amendment 43, on a personal note, Amendment 43 and Referendum I are two issues that will define our state. And, you know, it's not too late to influence people's minds about those. They're both very, very close. A lot of these ballot issues, Amendment 42, the minimum wage, people need a raise. It's been 10 years. So much at stake. And, you know, the one final thought that I have is that it's not over until 7 p.m. And the other side, I just saw a press release that came out from the Republican Party saying that they're setting records for their voter contact effort. And again, it really don't pay any attention to what the polls said before today. What today is all about, and at least half of the folks who will vote in this election will vote today. But a lot of people need reminders. You know, I was talking to some of my partner's family members, and they hadn't voted yet and needed a reminder about, oh, yeah, that's coming up. I've got to, you know, people are busy. So take a few moments today and call your friends. Send an email to your friends. Visit progressnowaction.org/GOTV and get somebody to the polls. It's not over until 7 p.m. We need to fight to the very end because some of these could come down to hundreds of votes.
Yeah. I agree. And this whole thing about the GOP voter turnout machine, it's only as good as we allow it to be.
Absolutely.
And I think we can stop it dead in its tracks, and we can definitely set the GOP back on its heels, but all of us have got to get out. I've already voted. If you've already voted, still, go talk to somebody who hasn't. I mean, make sure that your friends are going to vote. And if they're undecided about amendments or referendums or even candidates, talk to them. You know, talk to them and tell them that we need a change of course in this country and we need a correction, and now's our time to do it.
Hey, Jay, can I give you one more phone number?
Sure.
I heard you give the hotline for the Democratic Party for folks who are having any difficulty voting. One more number, if you know, in case there's a flood of calls and that line becomes busy for some reason, there's a second number you can call. That's at Fair Vote Colorado, and their number is 888-839-4301. And that's a nonpartisan group that their sole existence is to help you vote. So 888-839-4301.
Yeah, don't let anybody challenge you at the polls either. You have a right to vote, and if anybody gives you any grief, call either the number that Bobby just gave you, which is 1-888-839-4301, or call the Colorado Democratic Party Voter Protection Line at 1-866-440-3367. Do not let them, and I'm talking about the GOP, do not allow them to intimidate you for any reason, way, shape, or form out of voting, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, get out to vote. Get your friends out to vote. It's all about what happens between now and 7 o'clock.
You got it, Bobby. Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right. There's Bobby Clark from Progress Now. All right. We got a whole hour to talk. 303-713-7600 between 8 and 9. Want to talk about the election? Let's get it on. Give me a call.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I can't believe we've already been together for a month. I feel like I've known you for years.
I know, but I feel like I don't know a thing about you. What are you, some kind of secretive superhero?
Well, if you must know, I graduated right in the middle of my high school class. Oh, yeah, C's get degrees. I like to keep myself feeling young, so I still live with my mother. I got two DUIs, one felony conviction. This tattoo doesn't remind me of anything pleasant. Oh, and according to the state of Nevada, I'm a wanted man. But I'm pretty confident that's going to be overturned. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Face it, there are people in your life you don't know everything about. Some may have a history that's a matter of public record. With an Intellius background check at Intellius.com, in about 90 seconds, you get the information you need to make an informed decision with peace of mind. And with this special radio offer, when you purchase one background check, your next one is free. Enter offer code radio at Intellius.com to receive your free background check with purchase. The power is in your hands. Go to Intellius.com now and enter offer code radio for your free background check with purchase. Intellius, live in the know.
You gonna finish that chicken?
Election Day 2006, or as we call it, Payback Time. On AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani.
The issues at stake are too big to ignore from...
Polls are open now in most of the country, and voters motivated by the war, the economy, or Washington scandals are casting ballots in an election that could shift the balance of power in Congress. CBS's Byron Pitts is in Connecticut.
Turnout in Connecticut this morning has been strong. And what you hear from voter after voter, their concerns about not just issues in Connecticut, but the issue of the war in Iraq. If that proves to be the central theme of what voters are concerned most about in Connecticut, that's a good sign for the Democrats, a bad sign for the Republicans.
Most handicappers give the Democrats a good shot at gaining 15 seats to win back the House. The Senate is a toss-up, with super tight races in a number of states, including Missouri, Montana, Rhode Island, and Virginia.
This is Christy King in Arlington, Virginia, where turnout is so heavy. The elections chief is saying he expects he'll have to get a court order tonight to keep the polls open. More than 600 people already have cast ballots, hundreds more in line. Some people are leaving, saying they cannot wait now. They'll have to come back tonight.
The Justice Department has sent a record 850 poll watchers to 69 cities and counties. Early voting machine problems have been reported in dozens of precincts in Ohio and Indiana, two key states. In the Pacific Northwest, bad weather could hold down the Election Day turnout. Flood warnings are in effect for parts of Washington State and Oregon. Yesterday's downpour in Sultan, Washington was so intense, some stranded residents had to be plucked from the ground by rescue helicopters.
The water was coming up so quickly that the decision was made to take us out.
Close to a foot of rain fell in some places. One hunter died when his pickup truck was swept away. All the police in Round Rock, Texas will say is that they've arrested two boys before they could carry out a plan to attack the local high school. The news stunned parents and other students.
You always hear about that kind of stuff happening, like, on the news or in movies or whatever, but you never think that anything like that's ever going to happen to you or where you go to school or where you live.
Here in New York, police kept investigating the death last week of film, television, and stage actress Adrienne Shelley, even though it was made to look like a suicide. Now they've charged a 19-year-old construction worker with murdering Shelley. WCBS-TV's Hazel Sanchez has more on the story.
Shelley's husband, who publicly insisted his wife could not have taken her own life, said in a written statement, "My wife's senseless death is devastating to me, our families, and friends. We are incredibly grateful to the New York City Police Department for their dedication, professionalism, and tenacity in following up on every lead in this case."
Shelley had roles in a number of movies, including last year's Matt Dillon film, Factotum. 2 days after he was sentenced to hang for crimes against humanity, Saddam Hussein was singing a different tune. Back in court for his second trial, Saddam called on Iraqis to forgive, reconcile, and shake hands. In early trading, the Wall Street rally's rolling along. The Dow's up 39 points. NASDAQ is ahead 11. This is CBS News.
Welcome back to Sports Beat with me, Dan Stevens, and we've got Nancy on a car phone.
Dan, I just missed a turn. Now should I take a right or a left here?
You know this is Sports Beat, don't you?
To easily get back on track when you miss a turn, you want to ask TomTom, not Dan.
Turn left.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Grab it and go. Just tap the screen and a helpful voice guides you where you're going.
You have reached your destination.
TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
This Wednesday is Big Wednesday at Kohl's, where you can find amazing prices on great new looks, like the one stylist Sean is telling us about.
Expect to see a lot more glamour mixed into every day.
Ooh, like velvet jackets with jeans?
Yes, it's a fantastic look for women and men. And the tuxedo shirt isn't just for tuxedos anymore. Mix it up in decor, put dressy pillows alongside casual styles.
Turn every day's into special days at Kohl's Big Wednesday. Save 40 to 50% on fashion for you and your home. This Wednesday only, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. at Kohl's. Expect great things.
Good morning, I'm Corey Lopez with the AM 760 local news update now. Polling places and vote centers open. 1.8 million people expected to cast their ballots today in Colorado. In Denver, about 50% of registered voters have already voted with the early voting. Secretary of State Gigi Dennis expects 60% voter turnout by the time the polls have closed up by tonight at 7. Two men arrested for a series of burglaries in Jefferson County. Sheriff's Office says the pair responsible for burglaries in Evergreen, Genesee, and Lookout Mountain. Men arrested after a deputy who stopped them for a traffic violation noticed what appeared to be a number of stolen items in their vehicle. Pentagon says 40-year-old Lieutenant Colonel Eric J. Kruger of Garland, Texas, was one of the three officers killed in the Thursday car bombing in Iraq. Kruger serving with the 2nd Brigade Combat Team 2nd Infantry based at Fort Carson. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, we did have several highway problems that were creating delays. Looks like most of them are being cleared up. Eastbound C-470 just after University still had some stop and go back to Broadway. Eastbound 270 near York, traffic was bogged down at Vasquez. And the one on northbound 25 between Logan Street and Lincoln has been moved off to the side of the road. Still fairly busy through there. No major issues yet for I-70. You've got a lot of company eastbound at Brighton. Security wait time at DIA, 10 minutes today. Weather today, mostly sunny, warm, and breezy, high of 74. Currently, mostly cloudy, 52. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Are your vacation photos still on vacation? Right now, you can get one-hour digital prints from King Soopers for just 15 cents each. Log on to kingsoopers.com for online processing or bring your digital media card into any participating store. King Soopers, right store, right price.
An Inconvenient Truth is out on DVD November 21st. The video station in Boulder wants you to have a chance to see this important documentary for free. Make your reservations before the 20th and get a free night's rental. For details, call 303-440-4448 or stop by the video station in Boulder.
Your car looks disgusting.
Don't have the time? Finish Line Car Wash provides a fast quality wash. Mention this ad and get a free VIP pass and a free car wash on your next visit at one of their convenient locations, Colorado and Mississippi or Chambers in Mississippi. Drive into Finish Line today.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be bad.
Morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. High today, 74. Mostly sunny sky. Is going to be a great day to get out and vote. Jay Marvin here, and you can instant message me at am760.net. Also, this entire show available in podcast. If you missed the interview with Governor Brian Schweitzer, you can go back in the 7 o'clock hour and get that. If you missed Ed Perlmutter calling up, Angie Piccioni, any of the folks we've had on, you can go back and get it on podcast at am760.net. I promised during the 6 o'clock hour, and then I'll put some phones on, but I promised to read this email. There are a couple of people who email me. Some of them, I can't figure out what they hope to accomplish other than to either vent their frustration, be nasty, or try to prove that, well, I'm smarter than you. I know more than you. I've never gotten on the air and claimed that I know everything there is to know, and everybody can be wrong, and I've, you know, been wrong frequently, and I think everybody can be that way. One of those guys is a guy by the name of Keith, I won't give his last name, who sends ridiculous, totally and completely out-of-bound emails. Another guy is this guy, Walt. I'm not going to give his last name either, but listen to this. This showed up in my mailbox last night. I checked it out before I went to bed last night, and this is a total frustration, I guess, that some neoconservatives, some out there feel. And instead of sending me an email which makes some kind of sense in that it challenges what either I've said or what, you know, what Democrats say, this is the kind of thing you get. Hi, Jay. Congratulations again on your party's eminent victory. Again, I ask, what the heck are you going to do with it? See, I don't remember him asking me the first time. Turn this country around. What does that mean? How high are you going to hike my taxes? How hard are you going to make it to run my small business? See, once again, GOP talking points. I mean, nobody in the Democratic Party is talking about hiking any taxes. Taxes will go up because the alternative minimum tax will catch us, which the Bush administration has done nothing to try to stave off. And I had the guy on early in the morning here a couple of last week, I believe it was Friday, about small businesses in which millions of dollars in small business loans are being diverted to big corporations that are supposed to go to small businesses. And who's doing that? The Bush administration is doing it. If you had your way, what would be the minimum wage? $100,000 a year, $200,000 a year? Perhaps you feel entitled to earn more than the person you work for. You don't. You're really not that good. If you were, you'd be flittering your middle finger in front of your boss's face. What sense does that make? What is this dream world you live in? Please do a better job describing it. Specifics. Air America is bankrupt. It can't pull its own weight. Thank God for Clear Channel. It keeps you alive and out of my wallet. Like, I would, you know, if I ended up unemployed here, like, I would go to your wallet. I've never, in 34 years of being in this business, I've never once collected an unemployment check. I've always found work, Walt. But, see, it's mixed with anger and convoluted thinking and the GOP talking points. And who's ever said that the minimum wage, that anybody wants to raise it to $100,000 a year, but it hasn't been raised since, what, 1996? And it's just ridiculous. I mean, that's the kind of emails I get a lot of the time. All right, let's go to Leslie in Broomfield. Leslie, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. So am I, but I'm calling just to remind people in House District 33 that they have to get out to vote for Diane Primavera, because it's really, really going to be tight, and we've really got to get Bill Oil Barons out of here.
Yeah, really. His $200,000 check, was that what he took? It was it $200,000 or what?
No,
was
it? I believe it was $20.
Oh, was it $20?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm a volunteer, so I can't give you all the answers.
But he did. But he did take money from a petroleum company, and then refused to return it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we really need people to get out and vote. And if they need a ride in the Broomfield area, we can. They can call a number, and we'd be happy to go get them and take them to the polls.
Okay. What number do they call?
303-438-7275.
Okay. Give it. Give the number again.
Okay. 303-438-7275.
And isn't this Barron's guy, isn't he the same guy that if you say anything critical about him, he threatens to sue you?
That's exactly what happened.
Doggone, I should have said some critical things about him. Maybe he would want to sue me. Hey, Bill, you want to sue me? You want to sue me, pal? Come on. Let's have it out in public. Well, you know, hopefully he'll go down to defeat, and you're right, it is going to be tight, and everybody has got to get out in that district and vote. So, Leslie, give the number again for a ride to the poll one more time.
All right, 303-438-7275.
All right. Good luck, Leslie, even though I don't think you're going to need it.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay,
bye-bye.
We'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, somebody told me that that guy, Bill Barons, I think, is that his name? He sues everybody who, tries to say anything publicly about him. What's wrong, Bill? Can't take it? Let's go to Jan in Denver. Jan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. This is Jan. I'm calling about MoveOn.org, political actions, phone calls. I'm encouraging everyone, after they vote this morning, get out and vote, but then they can come on down to 2501 15th Street, Suite 1B, get on the phones and call those districts throughout the country to spur those people on that need to get out and vote. We're still calling those people that generally don't vote in off-year elections. We're calling the what's called drop-off Dems or the progressives in states all over the country. We've got people all over the country making these calls, and from everything I've been hearing, our Denver phone bank is outdoing the other phone banks in the country for Move On. Move On has made over 5 million phone calls.
That's great.
And we are and we hit our goal as of Sunday night. So we had all day yesterday, and we're calling all day today to continue to spur these people on. I was in there yesterday
making calls, and I was still running into undecided voters. And, you know, that's right before the election, so we got to get them out there, we got to get them voting, and we got to take back this country. So I'm encouraging anyone with spare time, anyone that's just driving around after they've voted, not figuring it, not knowing what they're going to do next, come on down, get on the phones, and make these calls, because it'll help, and it's going to do anything we can to take back our country.
All right, give the location again and where to go.
It's 2501 15th Street, Suite 1B in Denver. It's on the west side of Lodo, on the west side of Platte River, 15th Street, and they can. It's down there across from Dakota Lofts, about a block from my brother's bar. If you have any questions, you can always call 720-855-7056. We're going to be calling until the polls close on the West Coast tonight. And then we're going to get together and check out the elections and how it's going. But we need to spur on these voters, and we need to out-rove Rove.
You got it. Thank you, Jan.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for everything.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Here's Michael in Brighton. Michael, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Good morning.
Hi.
I just wanted to humor me for a minute. What if we don't win today? Is that not a bad thing if you try to turn around to a positive? Because they'll have another 2 years of not doing a thing, and then all the House seats come up again, and a few more Senate seats, and then the presidency. Is it a bad thing if we really don't win today?
Well, I've thought a lot about that. I've thought about a lot if we don't reach our goal. I've thought a lot about if we don't get at least one of the legislative branches. I've thought a lot about that. You know, here's something that is not conventional wisdom because it's not talked about very much. The Republicans sat out of power as far as the House and as far as the Senate goes. They sat out for 40 years. But you know what? They never, ever, ever gave up in that 40-year time period.
Yeah.
And what we need to do is we need to realize that we're not going to get totally 100% of what we want. But the trick is that we have to do the best we possibly can, and we have to punch as hard as we can, and we have to work as hard as we possibly can. And then if we're going to suffer some setbacks along the way, we're going to get some setbacks. We just have to keep rebuilding, and we just have to move forward and keep pushing to overcome them. I mean, we will get you'll get conservatives and you'll get the neocons, and they will, you know, they will unload, and they will, I mean, you'll get the inevitable caller who will call up and say, well, that must mean your message is not well accepted and that people don't accept what you're saying. And you can parry back to those people by saying to them, well, yeah, but there's gerrymandering. There is vote suppression. There are dirty tricks. There is not a fair being treated fairly at times by the media. You can give them all of that, but you know what? They're not going to buy it anyway. They're like the guy Walt who emailed me. They are not going to buy anything that you tell them. So the thing is, we just have to resolve that we just have to push harder. And we can push harder, and we will push harder, and we'll live to see another day. I mean, that's just the way it is. I have every feeling, okay, that we're going to get the House of Representatives. I'm not so sure about the Senate. I know we will do well here in Colorado. I know we will get the governor's office. I know that Angie will beat Marilyn Musgrave. I know that Ed Perlmutter will beat Rick O'Donnell. I feel Bill Winter has a great chance to beat Tom Tancredo. I feel Jay Fawcett has a great chance to beat Lamborn. I feel like we just really have a good chance, but, you know, it's like anything else. I mean, you got to be prepared to handle the setbacks.
What do you think we'll hear? I know you got to go to break, but what do you think we'll hear if we don't win on the mainstream?
Well, they'll beat us up. That's all. They'll say, well, we should, go in another line of work. We should form another party, that we're dead in the water, and blah, 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 on and on and on. But the thing you got to remember is the thing that all of us have to keep in mind is those folks are not our friends anyway. And you know what? Even in best of times, they're not kind to us.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not. They're just not kind. They don't realize that a lot of times what they're doing is they're just echoing conventional wisdom that's put into the echo chamber by right-wing talking points. And in the best of times, they're not going to be good to us. So why would you assume that they would be gracious to us in the worst of times?
No, they're not. And if we do win, they're going to want a return on it. So we need to. That's why I want enough power to do something to show that, hey, we can do something now. And then maybe we can win more in 08.
Well, I think anything is possible. But this is what I do think. We are at Tuesday, November the 7th, 2006. Now, we have got to follow through. Everybody has got to vote. If you haven't voted, if you know people in your family that haven't voted, you got to get them to the polls. We have got to make this thing happen. We can take nothing for granted. And listen, you know what?
Right.
If we don't get what we want totally, and we have to cry tomorrow, you can come right here. I'll cry with you. But you know what? Come Thursday, I don't know about you, but I'm back on the trail again, man.
Dang right. You're darn right. Thank you for all you do, Jay. You're great.
Michael, I love you. Call me again.
Bye-bye.
I mean that, too. I mean it. I'm not giving in for nobody.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at kirkpatrickwindows.denver.com.
Very heavy across 225 now in Aurora. Weather today, mostly sunny, warm, and breezy, looking for a high of 74. Currently mostly cloudy, 52. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
DU School of Professionalism and Continuing Studies offers undergraduate completion and master's degrees for working professionals, online or evenings. Where you earn your degree does matter. UniversityCollege.DU.edu.
You're invited to attend Colorado's biggest vehicle liquidation event. 5 days only, now through Saturday in the Flatiron Mall parking lot on Flatiron Circle in Broomfield. Over 400 vehicles will be sold direct to the public. Get $5 cash or a mall gift card just for driving and be eligible for a special $5,000 cash giveaway. Colorado's biggest vehicle liquidation event ends Saturday at 8 p.m. Lenders available on site now through Saturday at the Flatiron Mall parking lot on Flatiron Circle in Broomfield.
$5 giveaway for test drive while supplies last. $5,000 giveaway to be drawn from test drive registrations on December 30th, 2006. Event sponsored by Champion Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Champion Chevy, and Champion Kia.
Learn anything and everything you ever wanted to know about home financing with mortgage expert Ken Michaels. Listen to Mortgage Makeovers, the talk show that guides you through the financial maze. Ken Michaels, the president of First Nationwide Lending, has over 20 years' experience in helping people with less than perfect credit. If you have loan issues or just want some free advice, tune in to Mortgage Makeovers live this Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. and call in with your questions.
The Army National Guard.
I'm Lisa Mendez. Being in the National Guard and having a community to protect is a great feeling. There's actually two reasons that I joined. One is because the great benefits. Then I also joined because of my family. I'm defending my country. They will teach you to be a stronger person, and that's one reason I joined. Hear the story about how the National Guard has changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Now imagine living that life today and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine, and I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks or options and you're not satisfied with the results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help you by sending you my free stock investing toolkit. In this kit, you'll get my latest DVD and my easy-to-use stock investor software. This DVD is not a sales pitch. It's valuable instruction where I show you how to use a proven three-step investing process and the stock investor software to help you make money trading stocks and options. Do you worry about money? Would you like to enjoy financial security? You can start building wealth today with my free stock investing toolkit. To get your free stock investing toolkit and free 30-day membership to Stock Investor, call 1-800-893-1918. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-893-1918. That's 1-800-893-1918.
It's time to take back America. Join Jay Marvin tonight from 7 to 11 as he broadcasts live from Democratic headquarters in Denver. We'll bring you election coverage with results, analysis, and your reaction. After Jay, Katie Couric will wrap up the evening with a one-hour CBS Election Night Special. It's Election Coverage 2006 and time to take back America.
We have to turn this country around.
With AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:24, 24 minutes after 8 o'clock. High today, 74. Mostly sunny skies. Jay Marvin here, Election Day. Let's get out and vote. Let's make this happen. I want to give you some numbers in case you get into any kind of trouble voting. First of all, you can call Fair Vote USA. They're bipartisan, and their whole objective is to help you vote. And their number is 1-888-839-4301. That's 1-888-839-4301. You can also call the Democratic Party of Colorado, their voter protection line number. It's 1-866-440-3367. That's 1-866-440-3367. So if you've had any voting problems at all, you suspect anything's going on, you can call those numbers. Let's go to Lyman in Denver. Lyman, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, are you there?
I'm here, man.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Thank you very much for 21 months, I think that's about right, of everything you've done to spread the word on one side when frequently media is very heavily loaded to the other. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks, man. I try.
Let me try to answer your emailer, Walt, if I may.
Sure.
I have no doubt that Walt is completely sincere in what he said to you, and I hope that he's correct, that our victory is imminent. And I don't know for sure, you know, I don't have historical farsight to know who's right and who's wrong in this. But we do have a document, and it's the Constitution, that tells us what we're supposed to be doing in our stewardship. George Bush is a steward, Walt is a steward, I'm a steward, you're a steward. And we'll all be gone, hopefully, before the country is. But here's what I feel. I feel that when we go to a war of choice without full information, and 3,000 Americans and some hundreds of thousands of Iraqis and other people die, and when we have a violation of the First Amendment in terms of people being arrested for free speech, violation of the Fourth Amendment in terms of privacy and violation of a federal law, violation of the Sixth Amendment in terms of right to counsel of detainees, and a basic suspension of habeas corpus, that there's something wrong. And when we have a vice president who says it's all right to waterboard, which is what the Khmer Rouge said and which is what the Japanese said, that there's something wrong. Now, I have no doubt that George Bush, I mean, I have no way of knowing. I would presume he is an honorable man trying to do what he believes is right. But what we can do to make things really be right as we go on and this pendulum kind of swings over American history is to assure that there's a balance of power. This election is not about immigration, and it's not about raising taxes. It's not about the things that Walt mentioned. It's about the restoration of balance of power, so that these things can be discussed openly and transparently in a Congress that is of a different party than the president. You mentioned, Jay, that there were 40 years of Democratic rule. In those 40 years, there were five Republican presidents.
That's exactly right.
So what we've had now is six straight years of Republican and Democratic Republican president and Congress. And it seems to me the pendulum tends to swing when absolute power concentrates somewhere. I don't think that makes George Bush or Bill Frist or Denny Hastert evil guys. I think it's what happens to men and women when they have absolute power. I think it's human nature. And I think that's why our Constitution was constructed the way it is, to have institutional checks and balances on unchecked power. And so I hope everybody votes today, and I hope Walt votes, because I have no doubt about the man's sincerity. And I'd like to see, you know, I'd like to see most an 80 or 90% turnout in Colorado. But that's the way I feel. And I've worked very hard for this year to try to make this happen because I believe the pendulum has gone too far to one side. And I want to see that pendulum keep swinging. And that's basically why I'm Well, I'm calling you, and again to thank you, Jay.
Well, we need accountability.
Of course.
We need accountability. And we're not going to get accountability under this Congress. They've proven that we're not going to get accountability. I mean, most people have forgotten that Pat Roberts of Kansas.
Right.
Head of the Intelligence Committee.
Promised us a report that isn't there yet.
Yeah. Has never come out. They have never come out with that report about the Iraqi intelligence.
Right.
I mean, he has sat on this and sat on it and sat on it. So I'm like you. I mean, I'm not calling for the impeachment of George Bush. I'm not calling for raising the minimum wage to $100,000 a year. I'm not calling for raising taxes. But what I am calling for is accountability. And I don't think that you can make statements about taxes. I don't think you can make any of those statements until somebody gets in there and has an honest-to-God look at the books. Because the books are being cooked by this administration. The facts are being cooked by the administration. I don't see how Republicans, Democrats, independents, wherever you stand, libertarians, I don't see how they can't hear the White House, Dick Cheney, George W. Bush, Marilyn Musgrave, Rick O'Donnell, Mr. Lamborn, any of them, who will sit there and tell us that we're doing fine in Iraq, that we're making progress, when the whole world knows. And you don't have to watch American TV to find this out. You can go on the internet and you can go look at the BBC or you can go look at whatever. The whole world knows we're not. You know, we're not. And we have problems facing this country and we have to fix them. And it isn't about sitting around and complaining, and it's not about sitting around and sniping at each other. What it's about is somebody is going to have to step up to the plate, get this country together, and fix these things with practical solutions, not hysteria and not craziness. And this administration is incapable of doing it because they are divisive. This Congress is incapable of standing up to George W. Bush because they have proven that. We just got to change, man. We have to change for survival.
Well, there's about eight people in control, Jay, and that's the problem. Bush, Rove, Cheney, and the congressional leadership in the last 6 years. And 300 million people should not be ruled by eight.
No, I agree 100%. Lyman, thank you, man.
Thank you, Jay.
Talk to you.
Bye-bye.
Do we have that? Let me put, before we go to traffic, that Bill Clinton thing again? Because he says it so well. This is Bill Clinton on the GOP strategy.
But you have to vote for us because our opponents are no good. And because they'll tax you into the poorhouse. And on the way to the poorhouse, you'll meet a terrorist on every street corner. And when you try to run away from the terrorist, you'll trip over an illegal immigrant. Isn't that their thing? That's what they're saying.
And he's absolutely right. And these are problems, but we can work them out without being crazy about it. 8:32, 32 minutes past the hour. On AM 760 Progressive Talk, let's take a look at traffic with Gina.
All right, Jay, it looks like all the highway wrecks are gone, just the resulting slower conditions. Eastbound C-470, Broadway to University. Eastbound 270 has been a tough ride across Commerce City all morning. And I-25 from the bridges to downtown, still pretty busy for us. Eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike, not doing badly at all. In fact, we're looking really good crossing.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
760 Progressive Talk broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Imperial Hardwood is working to help make people aware of the blood shortage in this area. Please do your part by visiting your local blood center and give a part of yourself.
give the gift of life. This message courtesy of Imperial Hardwood in Denver, where service is more than a word, it's the most important part of their business. Trust their years of experience and expertise to handle all of your milling and hardwood needs. Call Imperial Hardwood at 303-308-8009. That's 303-308-8009.
8:33, 33 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's a brand new month, and homeowners with adjustable rate mortgages probably have a brand new higher house payments. Now, most people got into their adjustable rate mortgages because they wanted their payments to be lower, not higher. But ARMs, A-R-M-S, keep going up month after month, and the last thing anyone needs is to go into the holidays with a higher house payment. 30-year fixed mortgages are still near record lows, while adjustable rate mortgages and credit card rates go higher and higher. Get rid of your adjustable rate mortgage and your high rate debt. Get one new low payment with one low fixed rate that you don't have to worry about anymore. And now is the time to do it. And only the Mortgage Store can offer a 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with their exclusive payment-free option. That's right. We combine 5.75% rate with only 5.99 APR and 6 months with no payments. So don't wait. Call the Mortgage Store right now, 303-423-7171, and start saving money today. Let me give you the number again, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171.
Only one person gets to be the most important person in a business, and in this business, that's Jan.
Jeez, I'm just an account manager.
You keep your big accounts happy.
Yeah.
Then you're the most important person in the business.
Fine.
That means she's got to be ready. And she is, with a platform built on Microsoft software.
Well, when I'm working with clients, I can get answers for them immediately from production, distribution, billing, anywhere.
It's an all-access pass.
It does keep my clients happy. We've got one of the highest retention rates in our industry.
Spoken like the most important person in the business, which you are. Until...
Until what?
Until a client calls Nancy, making Nancy the most important person in the business. Nancy, where you going?
With the right software, all your people can be the most important person in the business. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people ready. Microsoft, software for the people ready business.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you got the money, I've got the time.
Lefty Frizzell, 36 minutes away from 9. High today, 74, mostly sunny. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. One line open at 303-713-7600. Election Day 2006. Let's get to the polls. Make sure you get to the polls. Let's get out and vote and make this thing happen. And we'll go to Lee in Denver. Lee, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Can you hear me?
Sure, loud and clear.
Excellent. Well, we've had a problem at the voting center that I was at. And in fact, when I get off the phone, I'm going to call it in. Because they don't have enough voting machines. They have tons of those, but they've only got four computers to check people in. Two of those computers were down from the start this morning. And it takes probably 5 to 10 minutes to check one person in. And there were a lot of people who were there before they announced that they were having these computer problems. At least people walked away because they said it would take over 2 hours for people to vote. Just tell people, be prepared. This type of stuff is happening. This is a predominantly blue-class neighborhood, predominantly Democratic neighborhood, and I just want to tell people, just hang in there, stay there, vote.
Yeah. If you don't have time, come back and vote later in the day. And by all means, if you have any problems, you can call the two numbers, and I'll give them again. The Colorado Democratic Party Voter Protection Line is 1-888-839-4309. No, let me do that again. It's 1-866-440-3367. That's for the Colorado Democratic Party. 1-866-440-3367. And then Fair Vote USA, which is a bipartisan organization. 1-888-839-4301. Call those numbers. Turn in the information. Don't give up. come back later in the day to vote.
Well, and that's the other thing, too, because when I went to the head election judge at that area, he didn't have the phone numbers for the other voting areas around him. And I said, well, is this just our problem, or is it a system-wide problem? Is this something we're going to run into if we run to another voting center? He hadn't called anybody.
Well, he probably doesn't, he probably doesn't know. I'm just saying,
people've got to be prepared to fight the fight, so to speak.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe you got to go to another voting center and try it again if you're in Denver, because you're right. They have changed the system over now to these voting centers. I know there's one. I saw it this morning. I know there's one over by the Botanical Gardens. It's in the Botanical Gardens. You can try that one over there or go to another one. But by all means, don't give up. And call the problem in, and then just either go to another one or come back later in the day and try that one again.
And that the other thing is, folks, make sure if you come back at 7 o'clock, you can't turn your way, even if they have to have people voting at midnight.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So, if you're in line at 7 o'clock, they must let you vote.
You bet. So if nothing else, make sure you're in line at 7 o'clock at any voting center. You'll vote. It might take you a while, but do it.
Yep, absolutely. I'm with you 100%. Lee, thank you.
All right, sweetie.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
All right. So, once again, if you have a problem, you call the numbers, and if the line's too long or whatever, or if it's going to take too long, then go to another voting center if you're in Denver. If you're not in Denver, then just come back later in the day and try it again. But by all means, do not walk away and do not vote. And here's the thing. If you're in line at 6:45 this evening, 10 minutes to 7 this evening, 5 minutes to 7, they got to let you vote. Don't let them talk you out of voting. Do not be intimidated out of voting. Let's go to Jamie in Denver. Jamie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. A number of things. Number one, I'm on my way to the move-on office right now where I'm going to spend 6.5 hours today making phone calls. I was there 6 hours last night. So I hope other people will come out and just give as much time as they possibly can today to encourage people to vote.
Good for you.
Number two, I want to make sure people understand that their employers are legally obligated to give them 2 hours to vote. So if they have to wait in line 2 hours, their employer has to allow them to do that.
Yeah, that's a good point I didn't bring up. That's a really good point on your part.
And then I have an idea for the future to make this a much better situation. Lyman, whose call was amazing, said that he was hoping he would see 80 to 90% turnout in the election, and I have an idea as to how to make that happen. And I think that after the Democrats implement their 100-hour plan where they raise the minimum wage and they implement the 9/11 Commission ideas on how to protect the country and all those other wonderful things that they have proposed, that they propose making Election Day a national holiday. And I think they could combine it with Veterans Day, because what is a better way to honor our veterans than to vote, which is what they fought for in the first place?
I think it's a wonderful idea. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful idea. And we ought to write our congresspeople about it, and we ought to press for a change to make it a national holiday. I'm with you 100%.
I plan to do it. In a couple of weeks, I'll contact Diana DeGette and see if she'll propose it. I know she'll be busy getting stem cell passed, but maybe after that.
Well, she gives good constituent service, so you'll hear back from her, that's for sure.
She does. I'm always thrilled. Whenever I call her to ask her to do something, she's already on it. So
yeah, she's great. There's no question about it.
Anyway, have a wonderful day, and again, I encourage everybody to come down to 2501 15th. And if you can't do it, you can get online at callforchange.org and make some calls. It's fun. It's easy. It's a great way to get involved in the system. So thank you.
Thanks, Jamie. Thanks for the call.
My pleasure. Have a good day.
All right. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. You want to hear how desperate Republicans are, how desperate they are to win? Listen to this. This is from a Philip Elliott article. GOP launches robocall campaign attack. Press 1 if you think they're dirty tricks. Press 2 if you think pre-recorded telephone messages are devastatingly effective, especially during the final days of a close of a campaign. In at least 53 competitive House races, the National Republican Campaign Committee has launched hundreds of thousands of automated telephone calls known as robocalls. Such calls have sparked a handful of complaints to the FCC and underscore the usefulness of inexpensive and sometimes overwhelming political tool. And what the GOP is doing is they are calling Democratic voters and calling them back time and time again and making it seem as if Democratic candidates are doing this. That's what they're doing. And in some cases, if you hang up on the robocall, the machine just immediately dials you right back. The Democratic Party and Rahm Emanuel are talking about filing a complaint. And in some states, this could cost the GOP as much as $5,000 to $10,000 a call. This is how desperate these people are to win. So don't take anything for granted, and don't get intimidated at the polls. Do not get intimidated at the polls. And if you have any trouble, use the numbers. 1-866-440-3367 for the Colorado Democratic Party Voter Protection Line, or Fair Vote USA at 1-888-839-4301. 844, 44 past the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
All right, Jay, well, so far so good. We don't have any new problems right here in the metro. We do have a two-car wreck being reported, I-25 just west of Hamden Avenue. That's right near Happy Canyon, so just watch out for that. It's not creating, obviously, any major delays for us. Still seeing very busy conditions along eastbound 6, Sheridan to I-25 out of Lakewood. Eastbound I-70 still crawling right near Federal, and we have a lot of traffic along southbound lanes of 225 from Parker to I-25 for your tech center drive through. Aurora. Weather today, looking for mostly sunny skies, warm, breezy, high of 74. Right now, mostly cloudy, 52. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Rainbow Rewards. Get up to 20% cash back at over 1,300 local businesses with the credit debit card you already have.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Across America and have the latest news and your calls on The Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Ames Construction would like to remind listeners that Thanksgiving is the most heavily traveled holiday of the year. It's also the deadliest. If alcohol is part of your celebration, make plans before you leave the house for a safe ride home. Designate a sober driver, arrange for a cab, or call a friend. Take advantage of one of the safe options and keep it safe this holiday season. An important message brought to you by Ames Construction, specialists in heavy highway construction. That's Ames Construction in Aurora.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the person we all know is the strongest candidate in this race.
Thank you, thank you. I'm glad you all invited me here today. The fact is, I really have nothing to say, except...
I'm handsome, I'm funny, I tell a good joke. I'll hug you, I'll kiss you, I don't even smoke. My family is impeccable, my past quite respectable. Vote for me, assuredly, but don't ask about Social Security. Come have some pie with me.
No
Don't fall for the song and dance. Vote the issues, not just the personality. Find out where the candidates stand on health care reform and Social Security. Learn where they stand on the issues that will affect you long after the voting booths close, and then make an informed decision this November. To find out more, visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844 and get your AARP Voter's Guide, paid for by AARP.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet, Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
Imagine your dog is at work and you're the one locked inside at home.
Master gone. Have to go. Door shut. Have to go. No car coming home. Have to go back.
What your best friend needs is a dog door from Hale Security Pet Door. Choose from all sizes, all energy efficient with a 5-year warranty and able to fit into glass, sliding doors, walls, even brick. Come home to a happy pet and clean floors. Call Hale Security Pet Doors at 303-649-1819 or go to HalePetDoor.com.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Minutes past the hour here. High 74, mostly sunny. Get out there and vote. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right. Let's go back to the phones. And then coming up at the 9 o'clock hour, we'll get our weekly update from Media Matters Managing Director Jamison Fosher. Senate Majority Leader Ken Gordon will join us. He's running for Secretary of State. And then we're going to talk at 9:30 to Susan Turnbull. She is vice chair of the Democratic National Committee, and we'll talk to her about the Democrats' chances across the country. Here's Robin in Loveland. Robin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Wonderful. I just had to call with a nightmare.
Hmm.
I had my voting experience today in Lakewood. It was ugly.
Well, what happened?
It was a brand new polling place for us in our precinct that none of us had ever voted at before, and it was a good indication that when the lady who was opening up the church did not arrive until 5 minutes till 7, that it was going to be a bad day for people. The election judges were standing on the porch with about 20 other people. I was the fourth in line to vote, and I did not get to vote until 10 minutes till 8.
Well, nobody ever said democracy would be easy.
No, they did not. My concern was there's this happy little federal guy walking around, the little federal observer, who very easily could have been making his phone calls himself, getting some help, getting something going on at this polling place, and all he was doing was playing Mr. Social Butterfly. I was very concerned about that.
I don't know that he's authorized to do any of those things. He's supposed to be there, and I didn't know that they were coming to the state because I had heard we're not down as one of the troubled areas, but I don't know that they're authorized to do that. I just don't have any idea what their role is supposed to be other than to watch and to make sure that nobody screws around with the voting. But there are the two numbers to call. And
I definitely will be calling those, and I already called Jefferson County. They supposedly are going to be sending some help out to these two women who are completely beside themselves by 7:15 this morning. It's going to be a long day for them. I have voted for 30 years, Jay. I have never had an experience like this before in my life.
Mm. Well, you know, the only thing I can say is for people who are listening to you, don't get discouraged. Don't just not vote. I mean, if you know, go back and try again later if they're having trouble, but call those numbers and call it in so the people know.
How do you know the process of how we go about finding out or suggesting that they not use this polling place again? It was very obvious to all of us that were standing there that the lady who got out of her car at 5 minutes till 7 was really in no hurry to get there, and she took her time opening up. The doors were not open until after 7 o'clock this morning.
My guess on that would be is that you would call or you probably calling is not the right. You have to put it in writing. You'd have to write whoever it is that handles the voting in Jefferson County. Like in Denver, they have a Denver Election Commission. So yeah. I don't know about Jefferson County. You would have to write them and outline what happened and suggest that you don't want to use that. You don't want to use that place again, and that you would rather have some other place and a more efficient system. The other thing I can think of is, and I thought about this earlier, is that for the next election, for 2008, maybe what we ought to do is maybe more of us ought to volunteer to help out, and therefore there would be more man and woman power at the polling places. Yeah. And more of us would be there to oversee what goes on and to make sure that and to make sure things run smoothly.
And I was thinking that my father was an election judge for 35 years out in Lakewood and in Denver. And when you went to your polling place, there were always 5, 6, sometimes 7 people, the election judges, sitting there helping to make this process as smooth as possible. And today, on such an important election, you walk in and there's 2 women who have admittedly this was their second time of being election judges.
Yeah, I think maybe that's, I think maybe that's what we need to do. I think maybe we need to suggest to the Democratic Party of Colorado that, and the Republicans can do the same, because after all, I mean, they have to go through the same problems.
Of course.
That we run recruiting campaigns way ahead of the elections to get more citizens involved.
Exactly, I agree with that.
And that might be the answer to that. The other thing is, and I really believe in this. The other thing is, short of that, I think it's best to vote absentee, which is what I did. But the thing is, we're just going to have to. You know what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to get more of us involved. We're going to have to get more of us that are going to have to go to our employers. We're going to have to get more of us that are going to have to ask our employers, look, this is important to the community. It's important to the country. I got to have Tuesday, off, and this is the reason why, and here's where I'm going to be, and this is what I'm going to do. And if all of us get together and go to our election bodies and ask how to get involved, then we'll be there to make sure things run right.
That they run right. Well, Jay, I just wanted to vent.
Well, I'm glad you did. Call those numbers, though, just to make sure.
I will. I definitely will. Thank you very much for what you do, Jay.
Oh, Robin, thank you. I appreciate you being out there.
You're very welcome.
Okay, we'll see you later.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right, I got a really sad story here. Are we working on this story? Are we working on this? Are we calling down there to ask? All right. This shows you how desperate some people are to win elections. This shows you how desperate some people really are. Jay Fawcett, who's a great guy, agree or disagree with him, he's a wonderful human being. Somebody broke into Jay's offices last night and spread skunk oil everywhere. Now, Mr. Lamborn, do any of your people have anything to do with this? And I think you should come out publicly right now, Doug Lamborn, and disavow this. I think you should publicly... Jay's going to join us at 9:40 to talk about this. I think you should publicly come out, Doug Lamborn, and disavow this. And I think the Republican Party of the state of Colorado should come out and disavow this. And that they need to answer up to this. I'm not saying they did it. I'm not saying that anybody in Lamborn's campaign did it. But what I am saying is, it obviously wasn't one of us. So somebody needs to come forward. You know what, John? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to call Doug Lamborn's campaign. I want a statement from them that they were not involved in this. I want them to come forward and get on the air with me or talk to you.
Let me just explain what I know. I just talked to Wanda James, who's kind of his scheduler, Jay Fawcett's scheduler and campaign director. It looked one of their staffers' cars was nailed with skunk oil a couple of days ago. When they came in this morning, there was skunk oil all over the front door, all over the windows. So they didn't actually break into the office, but they did spread skunk oil all over the property. So,
all right,
I
want an answer from Lamborn and his associates. I want them to disavow this publicly on the airwaves.
By the way, Jay has received another death threat today, so a police report has been filed. So we'll get Jay on to talk about it.
No. People down there in the Springs, Lamborn supporters, you guys are just real upstanding, aren't you?
AM 760 with Jay Marvin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Sleepless nights, agonizing days. Don't let the stress of heavy credit card debt ruin your life or the ability for you to get a good job. Take action. Call Debt Relief of America. They are professional, proven debt negotiators that work for you to get credit card companies to eliminate 50 to 60% of your credit card debt. Credit card companies make it hard for the average American to get out of debt. High interest rates and late fees keep you in a never-ending cycle of debt prison. Debt Relief of America helps you break free by wiping out up to 60% of your credit card debt using secret programs most credit card companies don't want you to know about.
I was buried in debt with no way of knowing how I was going to get out. DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
Call now for your free debt relief consultation. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. Call 800-704-9938. 800-704-9938. One call could literally save you thousands of dollars. Not available in all states. 800-704-9938. 800-704-9938.
Taking back America. It all starts today. On AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZ and Thornton, Denver Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. Americans are voting in schools and halls all across the country. In Crawford, Texas, the focus is on a firehouse.
Laura and I know it's a privilege to be able to cast our vote. And I encourage all Americans to vote today.
President Bush voting a day after his last-ditch push for Republicans on the campaign trail. Control of the House and Senate up for grabs in this midterm election. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer.
And Steve, after the long air war, all those negative campaign ads, it's all about ground battle now, as both parties scramble on voter turnout. The election day views of the party chiefs, Democrat Howard Dean and Republican Ken Melman.
I think you're going to see a big turnout, and I do think we're going to get a new direction in the country.
I believe we're going to defy the experts and maintain our majorities in the House and the Senate.
Now the phone banks and polling place carpools are in motion nationwide. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
One of the key Senate battles could play out in the South.
This is Jim Crisil in Chattanooga, Tennessee. The U.S. Senate race, considered crucial to which party controls the Senate, is thought to be very tight, although most polls have Republican Bob Corker leading Democrat Harold Ford Jr. Voter turnout will be key today, and the weather could play a big role. It's raining hard across most of the state. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Chattanooga, Tennessee.
There have been some early problems reported in Ohio and Indiana. Programming errors with electronic machines held things up in some places this morning. In one Florida precinct, machine problems forced poll workers to pull out paper ballots. And in Virginia, the Board of Elections is looking into complaints about intimidation and possible voter suppression with deceptive phone messages about polling place changes. It's life in prison for an Al-Qaeda operative who targeted U.S. financial targets and hotels in London. A British judge says Dhirin Bharat wanted to bring death and destruction to the Western world. It was a different Saddam Hussein in court today for his second trial. Here's CBS's Cammie McCormick in Baghdad.
He was visibly angry when he was sentenced to death on Sunday. Today in court, Saddam was subdued. He sat quietly listening to witnesses in this case involving the crackdown on the Kurds. And then he addressed the court, calling on Iraqis to forgive, reconcile, and shake hands.
A deadly, fast-moving house fire this morning in Cleveland. Larry Gray of the city fire department says it was roaring by the time crews got there.
It was heavy, heavy fire surrounding the structure. Upon getting in, we identified that we had four fatalities throughout the home.
The four who died all were children. The three other people were hurt. One person jumped from a second-story window to escape the fire. In Rialto, California, investigators say sparks from welders caused yesterday's big brush fire. Threatened hundreds of homes for a while. Fire crews expect that blaze will be contained today. Checking the action on Wall Street this election day, the Dow is ahead 58 points and the NASDAQ is up 20. This is CBS News.
This Wednesday is Big Wednesday at Kohl's, where you can find amazing prices on great new looks, like the one stylist Sean is telling us about.
Expect to see a lot more glamour mixed into every day.
Ooh, like velvet jackets with jeans?
Yes, it's a fantastic look for women and men. And the tuxedo shirt isn't just for tuxedos anymore. Mix it up in decor, put dressy pillows alongside casual styles.
Turn every days into special days at Kohl's Big Wednesday. Save 40 to 50% on fashion for you and your home. This Wednesday only, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. at Kohl's. Expect great things.
I'm back. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, you could win $1 million. And this year, I'm also coming to one lucky listener's home. Register at RicolaUSA.com for clues and official rules. And remember,
I could be a woman.
No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game runs October 9th to November 18th.
Does anyone have a
Ricola?
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. Now, some problems at voting centers in Denver. Botanic Gardens await nearly 2 hours in line, and there was a glitch, a power problem, at another polling center in Denver. It had nothing to do with the voting machines. All are working fine in Denver, but it is verifying the identities of voters. Laptops went down in one polling place, and they had to make phone calls to verify. That's why the lines are a little bit long. No problems with any of the voting machines in the Denver area to this point. Checking around other places, if you're voting up north, you are fine. North in the metro area and in Boulder, no problems being reported. But down south, we've also heard of some problems at various polling places having to do with some power problems or issues with verifying voters. Otherwise, voting going fairly smoothly, but the lines are long for folks who did not vote early. They may have to stand in line for an hour to an hour and a half before you can vote, and once that rush is over. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez, now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. We've got some surface street problems. Had a three-car wreck on Santa Fe at I-25 and the one still being cleared Hamden west of I-25. Also right near I-25 in the Tech Center area, eastbound Bellevue down to one lane there due to construction. This is unusual. It's normally not there this time of the morning, so we've got a major jam back to University. Try to avoid that if you can. Security wait time at DIA.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builders Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you a free tape to help you get started today. Just call 1-800-913-5961. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful free tape. Call 1-800-913-5961. For your free tape, call 1-800-913-5961. 1-800-913-5961.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 74, mostly sunny. Good day to get out and vote. Avoid the botanical gardens, which I mentioned earlier before. The waiting line there is long. You want to stay away from there and try elsewhere unless you absolutely live in that neighborhood. It's time for our weekly update from Media Matters for America. And this week it's Managing Director Jameson Fozier. JMO is going to give us the top 10 election falsehoods, myths, and talking points. But first, JMO, I have something for you.
What's that, Jay?
Are you ready for this?
I am.
Okay. Now, I have done this numerous times with both you and also Paul Waldman. I have complained numerous times about Chris Matthews. I have come to the conclusion about Mr. Matthews, and you can correct me if you think that I'm wrong, but I've come to the conclusion about him that in his mind, he really does believe that he's being fair. His problem is he's trapped in the Beltway and is trapped on that, I don't know what you'd call it, the Beltway cocktail circuit, and that the conventional wisdom that is injected into the discussion by the right-wing echo machine often gets to his brain. But he does have moments of absolute brilliance. I mean, he is pretty good at times. Listen to this cut where he takes Senator Mike DeWine to task over charges about his opponent, Congressman Sherrod Brown. Listen to this.
Not fire, but promote the person who was selling drugs in his office. I have an ad up today from the undercover agent who made that buy.
What was the person's name? What's the person's name who was selling drugs, you say, illegally? Who was that person?
Yeah, I don't know the person's name. All I know is it is Ms. Almay, who was the undercover agent. She's doing an ad for us right now. It's running all over Ohio, talking about making those buys in his office, talking about a continuous scandal throughout his office, and also talking about the fact that he didn't fire this person. He promoted
this person.
Well, did this person
ever get arrested? Was this person ever arrested or convicted?
There was no charges filed, and there's articles written in the Cleveland Plain Dealer and the Columbus Dispatch, if you go back at that period of time, which basically say that you can't quite figure out why charges were never made.
Okay, what year was this?
All that dropped somewhere.
What year was this? We're talking now.
The buy itself was made in 1986. The point of this, Chris, is a long pattern.
You're talking about what your opponent's office did 20 years ago. You can't give me the name of the person involved. You've admitted the person was never charged or convicted.
No, Chris, there's a long history in the papers. I invite you to go and look at the papers. My point is this. It is a pattern. He goes from there and he runs for Congress 2 years later after the voters throw him out of office. He runs for Congress. He wins. He incurs a tax debt, does not pay his taxes until the state of Ohio forces him to. The state of Ohio takes legal action against him. 19 months go by. He pays his taxes. Then we go into his 14-year career in the United States House of Representatives. 14 years. Here's what he's got for 14 years. Four bills. One bill to rename a federal building in Medina, Ohio, and the other three bills having to do with helping Taiwan attend a World Health Conference in Switzerland. That's what he's done. And so, yeah. You know, it's a fundamental difference between the two of us, and that is beginning clearly to resonate among voters in this state.
Well, isn't it kind of embarrassing that having been a good senator from Ohio and respected without a mark on you to have to go back and dig up this scum? Don't you feel embarrassed you're doing this, Senator?
You wouldn't be talking about this
if you weren't well behind in this race.
You know what's embarrassing is that if you run against someone who's got such a sorry record, he ought to be embarrassed by that.
But he's been elected seven times.
It's a pattern. Well,
but how can he have an embarrassing record if he's elected seven times in a row now?
Chris, here's the record he's done in Congress. We know a lot of congressmen get reelected. That doesn't mean they have a good record. His record is 14 years, four bills. It's bad.
Well, all right. I mean, you could deconstruct that, and you could say that DeWine has been absent from the Intelligence Committee hearings, that he hasn't been that good of a senator, whatever you want to say. But at least, for once, there's Matthews leaning into him, saying, aren't you ashamed of having to bring this stuff up?
Yeah, well, to go back to what you said at the beginning about Matthews thinking he's being fair and wanting to be fair, I don't have much doubt about that. I think he probably does, and I think most reporters think that they're being fair, or at least are trying to be fair most of the time. That's why we try not to, at Media Matters, talk about reporters' intent or accuse them of bias like our counterparts on the right do, where everything comes down to, you're biased against us. We recognize that that's not always why reporters get things wrong, and so we focus on the content of what they do. Matthews, I think you're right, thinks he's being fair. I think one of the problems with him probably is that he's in an insulated little bubble in Washington, and the conventional wisdom in this town over the last decade or so has skewed pretty heavily to the right.
Yeah, he just repeats that stuff, and sometimes you want to grab him and say, no, you just made this statement, but there's a poll out there or there's information out there that is clearly counter to what you're saying. Now, if I can look this stuff up and if I can read this stuff, then why can't you?
Right. A great example of that is Matthews throughout last year kept saying that though Bush's job approval rating went down, people still liked him personally, and we kept correcting that, pointing out that polls showed that, in fact, not only did people not approve of the job the president was doing, they were kind of sick of him and didn't like him. And Matthews finally corrected himself, noting he was stunned that this was the case. And all this year, we're seeing the same thing happen, where Matthews over and over again keeps saying, well, Republicans know that they have two strengths, terrorism and taxes. And we keep pointing out that, in fact, polls show that those two issues are not particular strengths for Republicans anymore. They were at one time. They're not now. And Matthews keeps saying it anyway. And recently, he even added to that statement, whether the current polls back that up or not. You know, he knows that that's true. You know, he doesn't check before he goes on the show. He doesn't look at what the actual polling shows. He just says what has been conventional wisdom for a long, long time. And it's not true anymore.
I find that shocking, don't you, though, in a lot of ways?
I do. At some point, you would hope that his producer or somebody who works for him, you know, would take him aside and say, Chris, you know, we know you have a lot going on and maybe don't have time to look at the polls, so we did it for you, and, you know, here it is. But, you know, he does seem prone to just sort of repeating these things. And I can say that, you know, it's not just him. It's things settle into conventional wisdom in this town, and you see reporters and journalists and pundits just repeating them over and over again, long since they've stopped being true, if they ever were.
9:14, 14 minutes after 9, Jameson Fosier, JMO on the line with us from Media Matters. Go to MediaMatters.org, actually from Media Matters for America. All right, before we run out of time here, because we're jam-packed with guests this hour, if you can, give us some of the top 10 election falsehoods, myths, and talking points that are being promulgated out there.
Sure. Well, one of them, and probably the biggest one, is what I just got at a little bit there, the idea that people prefer Republicans on national security issues, that Republicans are stronger on these things. In fact, all of the polling shows that that's not the case anymore. It was 4 years ago. It isn't now. But this has been a persistent talking point that we've seen journalists repeat. Even just a few days ago, everybody was talking about how the Saddam verdict was a boon for Republicans. Well, if you actually look at the polling, which has shown for quite a while, people think that the Iraq War is a disaster and think that Democrats are better capable of handling the situation in Iraq than Republicans are. So how is any event that reminds people of Iraq a benefit for Republicans? It just doesn't make any sense, but that's how deeply ingrained this notion that national security issues are automatically good for Republicans.
Yeah, you're right. That's one you hear constantly. All the time. Give us some others.
Sure. There's this notion that Republicans in 1994 had a positive agenda that they won on, but Democrats in 2006 don't have any positive agenda of their own. That's false in a couple of ways. One, the 1994 campaign was relentlessly negative. The whole campaign was about attacking Bill Clinton. It was only at the last minute, when they saw that they were going to win, that they produced this Contract with America, which was a very, very vague plan in which studies at the time showed that nobody had even heard of it by the time they voted. So that's one way that it's false. But the other way is that Democrats this year have unveiled some plans. They've talked about what they want to do. The problem is that the media hasn't reported it. One classic example of this that we saw several months back was that the Democrats held a press conference to unveil their domestic policy agenda. And at the same time, the president scheduled a press conference to try to take attention away from it. And, in fact, CNN showed like an hour of the president's press conference, didn't show us anything what the Democrats did. And then a couple days later, there was Wolf Blitzer asking Howard Dean, why are you having so much trouble convincing people you have an agenda? Well, it's because the media hasn't reported it. It's, you know, that's very
right.
Clear. So that's another thing that we've seen a lot of, and that I think we're going to see more of if Democrats win today. We'll see these pundits and these media figures claiming that they have no plans and no agenda.
All right. Any more?
Sure. There's this notion
because as soon as you stop, I got one for you, but go ahead.
All right, there's this notion that the terrorists want Democrats to win, and that's been out there for several years, that somehow Osama bin Laden is sitting in his cave, because he's still free, remember, somehow trying to pull strings to make sure that Democrats win, and that whenever he releases a new videotape, that's what he's trying to do. One of the many problems with that is that, according to Ron Susskind, who's a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, CIA analysts believe that bin Laden in 2004, when he released that videotape 3 or 4 days before the election, the CIA analysts believe he was trying to help Bush win. That's something the media doesn't tell you.
That doesn't shock me. All right, I got to bring this one up. I got to interject this one because I saw it on the Situation Room, and you've got it listed too. And I just couldn't believe. Wolf Blitzer. And Wolf Blitzer is another one of these guys that continues to confound me. All of CNN continues to confound me. CNN correspondent claimed Burns, highly respected in the state of Montana, ignores polls showing most voters disapprove of him. On the November 6 edition of CNN's The Situation Room, CNN U.S. correspondent Christopher Lawrence baselessly asserted that Senator Conrad Burns is a highly respected in the state of Montana, but that he is vulnerable because of his ties to convicted lobbyist Jack Abramoff. And as far as I remember seeing it, Blitzer, I mean, and Paul Azan was in there too. They did nothing to correct this.
Yeah, you know, this kind of gets back to what we were talking about with Matthews. With a lot of these issues, you know, there is public polling readily available, much of which is conducted by the news organizations in question, that the people, you know, bringing us the news just don't seem aware of. We saw one report, and I apologize, I believe it was CNN, but at this point I'm losing track in the last couple of days, that referred to President Bush being not unpopular in Missouri. Well, the guy's got a...
But that was, like CNN, that was CNN.
CNN, right. He's got a 40% approval rating, which is dismal in Missouri. The same report suggested that the Iraq War wasn't particularly unpopular there. 37% of the people in Missouri approve of the Iraq War. Those are dismal poll numbers, and the correspondent was just getting it flat wrong. And we've seen that again and again and again.
I know. You know, Bill Maher, and I love Bill Maher's show, but one of his advertised guests this coming weekend is Candy Crowley, and you know, I don't want to sit and listen to what she has to say because she never has anything good to say about Democrats. She is always, I mean, always on the Republican Party side. And, I don't know, CNN confounds me. What in the world are they trying to do? Are they trying to take the lazy way out? What are they trying to do? I don't know. And I'm not watching them for election coverage either.
I don't know what they're trying to do, but I know that what they're doing hasn't been particularly good. They did a story the other night that was purportedly about what the Democrats would do if they took over Congress, and the whole piece was just Republicans' attacks on Democrats. It didn't once tell us a single policy proposal the Democrats would push, though they haven't exactly been hiding that. They've been saying, you know, if we take over Congress, we're going to raise the minimum wage for the first time since 1997. We're going to help people get access to cheaper prescription drugs. There's a whole series of things, and I'm not here to tell you their message, but Andrea Koppel on CNN was doing this segment that she purported to be a look at what Democrats would do. There wasn't a single word in that segment in which she told you what the Democrats say they'll do.
Yeah. You know what? CNN, stop shilling for Time Warner. All right, J-Mo, thank you so much for being on the program, and we'll have plenty to talk about in the coming weeks. Of course, we have plenty to talk about every week, and thank you for being on. I advise everybody to go to MediaMatters.org and also support Media Matters for America. J-Mo, thank you.
Thank you, Jay. Take care.
Okay. There's Jameson Fosier, and it's 9:20, 20 minutes after 9. We'll talk to...
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing listening demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-2117 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-2117. That's 1-800-339-2117.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-771-6601. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-771-6601. That's 1-800-771-6601.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
An exceptional living facility.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
But you have to vote for us because our opponents are no good. And because they'll tax you into the poorhouse. And on the way to the poorhouse, you'll meet a terrorist on every street corner. And when you try to run away from the terrorist, you'll trip over an illegal immigrant. Isn't that their thing? That's what they're saying.
Yep, that's right. That's the GOP slogan, vote for us or you'll die. So 924, 24 minutes after 9, high today 74, mostly sunny skies, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. You have trouble voting, call Fair Vote USA 1-888-839-4301 or the Colorado Democratic Party Voter Protection Line at 1-866-440-3367. Do not let anybody intimidate you out of your vote. Speaking of voting, let's talk to the candidate for Secretary of State. He's the Senate Majority Leader, Ken Gordon. And, Senator, good morning, and welcome back to the program.
It's great to be on the show, Jay.
All right, I've asked everybody who's called up here this morning, every candidate, I'm going to ask you the same thing. You've worked months and months and months and months and months and months on this. And today, it's Election Day. It's the last day. It's the make-or-break day. What do your plans look like for today?
Well, we were waving signs in Jefferson County this morning. We're going to make phone calls all morning and afternoon, wave signs some more, just do everything we possibly can to get every single person out to vote. Let me give you some information. I just talked to Fair Vote. I called them. And there are voting centers in Denver that don't have lines. Some of them do and some of them don't. So you can, if you call Fair Vote, which I think you've given the number, it's 888-839-4301, they can direct you to a place that doesn't have a line. And so that would be helpful to people who are wanting to vote. Also, wait a little while. There's a morning rush. It should be over in about 45 minutes. And if you're not, you don't have to vote before you go to work. You can go in the middle of the afternoon or the middle of the morning, and they'll be less crowded. They'll be less crowded then.
Think the turnout today will be a record?
Well, I sure hope so. It's good weather. This is what my message to people is. When the United States acts, it acts in our name. And so if you don't like something that the government is doing, for instance, you think we should actually take global warming seriously or we shouldn't completely mismanage the Middle East resulting in hundreds of thousands of Iraqi civilians dying, or we should have a health care system that doesn't just increase the profits of the players in it. If you have any of those thoughts, then you need to speak, and your vote is your voice, and silence is consent. If you don't go vote, what you're saying, what the government's doing, that's fine with me. They're just great. I don't have to pay any attention. You know, and I don't think people feel that way. So they need to feel their power and go out and smite those people who don't have their values with your vote. Smite them with your vote. This is an all-hands-on-deck moment, and this is the time. If you don't like what we're doing in the Middle East, you're buying the bullets. So you need to say something about it. So that's my message. There's no excuse for anybody not to vote today. Ask everyone you talk to if they voted. Offer to babysit for somebody if they need that or a ride to the polls. Every single person has the responsibility of making sure that everybody else votes.
Yeah. Listen, right on. Great message. And we got to make sure that everybody gets out and votes for you for Secretary of State, because that office has been lowered and has been scandalized in this last year. And we need to set that office back to where it should be. Don't you agree?
Well, the Secretary of State's office is the protector of the right to vote. If you care about any other issue, you've got to protect the right to vote first. So I appreciate your endorsement of me, and my message is to everybody, get out and vote.
All right. And give us a couple of places where people can see you this this afternoon again.
Well, I end the day every day at the corner of Colorado Boulevard and Evans. I'll be there from 4:30 to 7 o'clock when the polls close, and I'll be waving signs and talking to people. People will come over to visit. It's good luck for me. I went there the last day of the referendum C election. I've done it for all my elections. So that's Colorado Boulevard and Evans if they would like to see me from 4:30 to 7. But whatever you do, make sure that you don't know anybody who hasn't voted, that it's your own responsibility to make sure that everybody you know votes.
You got it. And make sure everybody you know votes for Ken Gordon. All right. We'll talk to you tonight, and hopefully we'll also talk to you tomorrow. Good luck today, and I already voted absentee, so you already got my vote.
Thanks, Jay.
All right. Hang on a second, Senator, and John Turk wants to talk to you and wish you good luck, too.
Okay.
All right, hang on. There's Senator Ken Gordon running for Secretary of State. Vote for him. He's a good guy. Been great to this show, too, ever since the beginning. Really has been. And once again, if you want to find a place to go vote, particularly if you're in Denver and the voting centers are crowded, 1-888-839-4301. If you have trouble voting, call the Colorado Democratic Party Voter Protection Line, 1-866-440-3367. Traffic now with Gina.
All right, rounding out the commute, we've got several issues in Boulder. Watch out for a wreck at Broadway and Foothill. Got a pretty serious crash up in Thornton. Huron and Conifer, they're going to land Life Flight there. Looks like it's a rollover with some injuries. So expect that to be bogged down. That's just west of I-25 and north of the Thornton Parkway. Eastbound Bellevue, right under I-25 near the Tech Center. It's down to one lane due to construction, so you want to avoid this at all costs. It's really jammed up for us. Of course, we can expect a little more traffic around Pulling.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
a law enforcement and community event that goes on at Rocky's Autos, and it happens every year around this time. The Adams County Sheriff's Office, together with local businesses, will be giving away thousands of turkey certificates to needy families. This is just something else. If you really want to see the best in mankind and womankind, this is the place to go. They'll also be honoring our men and women of the armed forces with a color guard and a national anthem, which is a way for you to get out and show our appreciation for the troops. See the Colorado National Guard display with a Black Hawk helicopter, multiple launch rocket systems launcher, Humvee displays, and an F-16 flyover. There's going to be fun, food, live music, and activities from the Adams County Sheriff's Office, like the DARE and Child ID program. You'll receive a kit with your child's picture and fingerprints. The bomb robot, which I had a good time fooling around with last year. Canine demonstrations, sheriff's posse, mobile command posts, and a whole lot more. Plus, Southwest Adams County Fire and Rescue will be there with their firefighter big ladder, and there will also be child safety demonstrations with their smokehouse, the Colorado Division of Wildlife display, and many other booths of local businesses. And it's all coming up this Saturday from 1 until 4. It's your chance to meet and honor the servicemen and women of the armed forces. So join everybody out of Rockies for Operation Freebird. It's coming up this Saturday. That's Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal, as Rockies and you and I and everybody helps to work and help our community. Rockies Autos, they're good folks. Get to Operation Freebird. It's good for the entire family, and you'll really enjoy yourself, and it's something to see.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know. That this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language. Guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-500-0604 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. And the Rosetta Stone program offers 28 different languages. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-500-0604. That's 1-800-500-0604.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:35. It's 35 minutes past the hour, high today 74, under mostly sunny skies. Don't forget, we'll be broadcasting live tonight with live election coverage between 7 and 11 here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Let's say hello to Susan Turnbull. Susan Turnbull is vice chair of the Democratic National Committee, and she's worked on numerous campaigns and Democratic Party leadership positions, and she is proud to describe herself as a community activist. She's been a member of the DNC since 1992, and we've had her on before, and it's good to have her on again. Susan, good morning, and welcome back to the program.
Hi, Jay. Great to be with you. And for your listeners, it's also I'm a proud Keystone, Colorado homeowner.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yep. We spend a good part of our summer and good part of our winter in Keystone, Colorado.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yep.
Oh, well, cool. Well, you'll be happy to know that by the time you get back to Keystone, Colorado again, we'll have a Democratic governor.
I know. When we first came, you had a great governor and Governor Romer, and it's great to know that Governor Ritter is going to be joining that fraternity.
Yep, he sure is, but we don't want anybody taking anything for granted. We want everybody to get to the polls and to turn out and to make sure that they vote. Give us a sketch about our chances around the country. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling really good. You have to understand, I'm in Bethesda, Maryland, and we have a pretty competitive race here. We have a governor's race and a Senate race, so people are watching things pretty closely. And I can tell you, what we're seeing here, what we're seeing in Northern Virginia, is record-breaking turnout, Northern Virginia especially. We're seeing that people are, and we're encouraged by that, because what that's saying is that people are motivated for change and they're enthusiastic about voting. We're hearing reports of healthy lines, and people not only here in this region, but all across the country.
So you feel that George Webb will beat Senator Mukaka?
Jim Webb
Or Jim Webb. I'm sorry. I don't know why I said George.
Jim Webb will beat George Allen. And let me just give you one. This is my favorite tidbit in that race. One of my favorite tidbits in that race. On Sunday, what did George Allen decide to do to spend his day? He went tailgating at the Washington Redskins Park, which is in Maryland. In contrast, Jim Webb was crisscrossing the state of Virginia talking to voters. Now, that sort of sums it all up in a nutshell, why I really believe that Jim Webb is going to be the next senator. He's paying attention to the people in his state, and he's getting his work done, and he's not just playing around. This is real stuff, and it's important stuff, and he's talking to people about making a change and making a difference.
He's a good, hardworking stand-up guy.
I think so.
He's really worked hard on this campaign, hasn't he?
He has. He took a campaign where he was running against somebody who was expected to run for president in a couple of years, where he has made that probably a very, very strong unlikelihood. But it's in fact the case that I think he's going to beat George Allen. And I think it's because he's just been consistent with just he's taking a lot of negative attacks. And with every attack, he's just stood up and fought back.
Is Jim Webb where he is in the polls, a couple of points ahead of George Allen? Is he there because people in Virginia, and particularly in Northern Virginia, are receptive to his message? Or is it a case where he's there because George Allen has basically fallen all over himself at every turn of the mile?
I think realistically, it's got to be some of both. But I also think that Virginia has changed in the last several years. From Mark Warner to Governor Kaine today to Jim Webb's election, what we're seeing is a real trend in Virginia. First of all, Northern Virginia, which is the Washington suburban area, has really become a much more Democratic stronghold. We have taken back seats in the legislature in Northern Virginia, and in fact we even have a very competitive congressional race with a woman named Judy Fetter running against a long-term incumbent, Frank Wolf. So I think we're seeing real change, and I think it's also the fact that Jim Webb has been straightforward on his message. He entered the race as an anti-war with significant military experience to back up his views, and I think that people like the fact that he stood up for what he thinks is right, and he is going to make a change. I mean, the other thing, one of the things that people don't talk about in a lot of these issues, things like Jim Allen voted against Family and Medical Leave Act, I mean, which is a bill that allows people to take off time when their family members are sick. You know, take care of your sick child or your sick parent. I mean, how do you vote against that?
Yeah, that's pretty extreme.
Mm-hmm.
That's way extreme. Let's talk about Maryland, where you are now. Ben Cardin against Michael Steele.
Mm-hmm.
How's that race look? Steele has caught up a little bit, but will he be able to close it, or will Ben Cardin put Steele away?
I don't think he's going to be able to close it. I think that Ben Cardin is going to win this race, and he's going to win the race because on a number of reasons. One, he's a much better candidate. He is someone who has experience in the things that really matter, like health care and Social Security and economics. I mean, he knows his issues backwards and forwards, and he stood up against the war from the very beginning. Michael Steele, on the other hand, you don't know where he stands. He's been running away from the issues, and in fact, he is against embryonic stem cell research. He is for staying the course in Iraq. He's really, really wrong on the issues. But there's been ugly elements that have come into this race that are totally unacceptable. I actually just 5 minutes ago got an email about flyers that are going around in an African-American community in Prince George's County, basically with thinly veiled anti-Semitic attacks against Ben, which is really oppressive. And what is unbelievable about this is that this trash is out there, and that Michael Steele has done nothing to reject.
What is it about the Republican Party that they just can't? They just can't run above board campaigns.
It is unbelievable. I mean, one of the things that we saw, in addition to this flyer, there were other ballots that were issued in Prince George's County that were just flat-out lies. I mean, people, Democratic office holders who had endorsed Ben Cardin, who are appearing with Ben Cardin across this country, and there's printed materials out there that showing them endorsing Michael Steele. It's just not true. But the most unbelievable thing is the fact that the Republican National Committee has supported some of these ads, like the ads against Harold Ford and the ads, and $600,000 in offensive phone calls that have been made across the country.
Oh, yeah, robocalling attacks.
Robocall attacks in the middle of the night, basically pretending to be the Democrats, but by the time anyone would ever get to hearing the final line, the line is that they're supported and paid for by the Republican National Committee. I mean, that is amazing, and that is below the belt as far as it goes.
Well, we have here in Colorado, we have the king of the sleaze factor, the notorious Trailhead Group 527. Mm-hmm. Which has engaged in terrible smear and distortion robocalls and then changed its name to Progress Colorado and put out terrible literature about people. And I really would like to ask Republicans what it is about them that they just can't run an issue-oriented campaign and that they have to, every single election cycle, get nailed. And I certainly hope that Rahm Emanuel... And I hope the Democratic Party goes after the RNC over these robocalls. Susie, thank you so much for being on the program. Really appreciate it. And let's hope we have a lot to celebrate tomorrow.
I hope so. Thanks a lot, Jay. Just make sure that people get out there and vote.
You got it. We're urging them to vote every 5 minutes. We got to turn out. We got to do it now. It's now or never.
Yep, if they see a problem, 1-888-DEM-VOTE. Report your problems if you see them, but if not, make sure that you stand there and you wait and you vote.
All right. Thanks, and have a good day, and we'll have you back on again real soon.
Okay, thanks, Jay. Good talking to you.
Good to talk to you. There's Susie Turnbull, who is Susan Turnbull with the DNC. 9:45, 15 minutes away from 10 o'clock. She's the vice chair of the Democratic Committee, a national committee, a smart woman, and...
A nutcracker transforms into a prince. A young girl becomes a princess. Snowflakes and flowers dance. It's time for one of the holiday's greatest family traditions. Experience the Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th for two exclusive performances only. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or log on to DenverNutcracker.com. The Great Russian Nutcracker. An experience your family will never forget.
They're Foothills and Broadway pretty soon. Weather forecast, boy, it's like spring. Mostly sunny, a little breezy, high in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, low of 48. Partly cloudy tomorrow, chance of showers in the afternoon. A little cooler, highs in the mid-60s. Right now it is 66 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Rainbow Rewards. Get up to 20% cash back at over 1,300 local businesses with the credit debit card you already have.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from Internet Speedway. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
1-800-400-9409. 1-800-400-9409.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? If so, think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Okay, so what's stopping you? Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new leads as you can handle and actually make that number in your head?
We sold almost $500,000 worth of business, up from maybe one-tenth of that in previous periods. We were caught by surprise with the demand.
It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports, and they want to give you 100 sales leads free.
No business in the world can afford to be without it.
No matter what you're selling, Sales Genie has the leads you need, and right now they'll give you 100 absolutely free. That's right, free. Just call 1-800-600-6591. That's 1-800-600-6591. 1-800-600-6591.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-300-4418. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One Services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-300-4418. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One Services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-300-4418. That's 1-800-300-4418.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Get up, stand up. 9:49, 49 minutes past the hour. High day 74, mostly sunny. We'll be on the air live tonight at 7 o'clock with election coverage here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. And let's go down to Colorado Springs and talk to Jay Fawcett, who is running in Congressional District 5, I believe it is. And Jay, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, what is this I hear that somebody dumped skunk oil on your office?
Well, that's what my campaign manager says. She won't let me down there yet. I think she thinks I'll probably get it on my hands or something and alienate voters. But, yeah, they rubbed it all over the doors and entryways and that sort of thing. So it's making it a little tough for the volunteers to get in there and do the job this morning. But you know what? They're still coming in. They're going to do the job. We'll issue gas masks if necessary.
Yeah, we called Mr. Lamborn's campaign to ask if he would like to, A, comment on this, and B, disavow it, and have so far received no call back, and we were basically just put off by him.
Well, he does that to a lot of the voters down here, ranging from the League of Women Voters to the NAACP, Colorado College, Colorado Vets for America, and the Black and Latino Leadership Coalition. He's pretty much put everybody off, Jay, so I think you're in pretty good company, man. Pat yourself on the back.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, I've asked every candidate this. I'll ask you, how do you plan to spend your last day today?
Well, we're done heading right now to the polling places. Just going to stand outside the limit and let people know I'd really appreciate their vote. You know, Jay, this is such an historic day here in the 5th District. In all the counties, we got to get folks out. Get out, get out, get out. This is the day to vote, man, and we can take this. I want 100% Democrat turnout. You know, if we can do that in an off-year election, we win the race. It's that simple. And we need the people who are listening to your show to call their friends, ask them if they voted today, and if not, just, you know, berate them until they do.
Yep, we've all got to get out there and get it done. There's no question about that. So you're going to spend the day going around to different polling places, stand out there at the limit, and just greet voters as they walk up to cast their ballot.
That's it. And I think that's another example of how I'm willing to go out and talk to folks. And I'm not really sure where Doug is this morning, but you know, if you guys catch up with him, good luck.
Yeah, I'm sure we probably won't be able to catch up with him. And then what do you have planned for this evening?
Well, we have a victory party at the warehouse here in Colorado Springs, and it's going to be great. We're going to kick things off right when the polls close, and we'll be watching the returns just like everybody else. And I think it's going to be an incredible year, Jay. Yeah, I know you guys are going to be live, but nationally, this is the year we get our Congress back. That's what we are doing here. This is the historic moment to get back our Congress, get back our country, and make sure that the Constitution is not only read, but enforced.
I agree 100%. I really do. All right, Jay, listen, man, good luck to you and Congressman Fawcett, and we'll talk to you either tonight or I know we'll talk to you tomorrow.
I appreciate it, Jay, and to all those voters in El Paso, Chaffee, Fremont, Park, Lake, and Teller counties, 100% of the Democrats out to vote today. If you can volunteer to help out and you can tolerate skunk scent, come on down 7-Eleven South Tejon and volunteer for us in Colorado Springs. Help everybody who wants to get out to vote. Thanks, Jay.
You got it, Jay. Good luck, man.
Take care. Bye.
All right. There's Jay Fawcett running down there in Congressional District 5. His office was vandalized this morning. John, do you want to talk to him on the phone? If you want to talk to him on the phone, I have him on hold there for you. If you want to pick the phone up and talk to him. Okay. All right, we're coming down to the end of the show here, and if you want to get squeeze in a last-minute call, you can do that at 303-713-7600. I don't think there's much that I haven't told you this morning. I don't think there's much that I have left out. Once again, if you have any trouble voting, call 1-866-440-3367. That's the Colorado Democratic Party Voter Protection Line. 1-866-440-3367. And then also, the other thing is Fair Vote USA, 1-888-839-4301. Don't go to the Botanic Gardens Voting Center until maybe a little later on today because there's about a two-hour wait there. Great options are the New Covenant Church at 820 Ivanhoe Street. You can call Fair Vote USA at 1-888-839-4301, and they can recommend some places to go to vote. But stay away from the Botanical Gardens. And the only reason I mentioned the Botanical Gardens was because I had seen the signs out there on the way in this morning. But apparently the voting lines there are very, very long. But there are places to go vote. Make sure you show up with proper ID. And also remember this, no one can deny you your right to vote, and if you're in line at 7:05, they have to allow you to vote. So just remember that. Also, your employer must give you at least 2 hours off to go take care of this. Let's go to Jim in Denver. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. Long-time listener, big fan, first-time caller.
Oh, welcome.
I just wanted to say that I just voted in Northwest Denver. And I waited for about 2 hours. I got there about 7:45. The line was long, but people were very friendly. I didn't see any problem. And I used the electronic system, and there was a paper receipt.
Oh, great. So you did get a paper receipt.
Well, I didn't get to keep it, but it's with the machine.
Right. It records it, right, and saves it.
Yep.
Well, that's great, man. That's great news. And I'm just glad you got out there and voted. Good for you.
Absolutely. I listen to your show every morning.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate you being out there, but I appreciate even more the fact that you went and you voted, Jim. We're going to go on to victory, brother. You'll see.
Absolutely. I can't wait.
All right, Jim. Talk to you.
All right. Bye.
All right. Let's go to Matt in Conifer. Matt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How are you doing?
Hi.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
I want to let you know that last night I saw something I've never seen before. I saw Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd never seen it before. I'm glad I stayed up late to watch it because it really I missed the chance for the absentee ballot. And today I'm going to go out, and whether the machines work or not, I'm going to cast my vote because it gave me the idea that, yes, one man can make a difference.
Absolutely.
I just want to urge everybody out there, young, old, whoever you are, student, otherwise working, go out and vote. We can make a change, and the time is now.
Boy, you got it, pal. And you know what? One person can make a difference. And if we get, as Jay Fawcett talked about, if we have anywhere near 100% turnout, anywhere near, We'll blitz this thing, man. We'll blitz it.
And we need to get a change now before this country keeps going in the wrong way because we've got more important things than policy to look out for. We've got people.
You got it, pal. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay, see you later.
See ya.
All right. Boy, don't you love to hear that? Here's Harry in Boulder. Harry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, good morning, sir.
Hi.
I, as a conservative,
I would like to ask people to please do go out and vote. Vote your conscience. And please remember what the neocon element of the GOP has done to your country.
Yeah, that's a very
and,
good point.
I would, there again, I stress I am a conservative, but I do not support the likes of Mr. Beaupre or Miss Musgrave or the rest of their political ilk.
Well, you know what? You got it, pal. Harry, thank you, man. Have a good day.
God bless America, Jay.
You got it. Square on. See you later.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. We'll be live tonight at 7 o'clock with voting results and with voting coverage. Get out and vote. Make sure your friends vote. Everybody to the polls. I smell victory, and I hope you do too. It's a new day coming in this country, and we damn well deserve it, and so does the country. God bless America.
But you have to vote for us because our opponents are no good. And because they'll tax you into the poorhouse. And on the way to the courthouse, you meet a terrorist on every street corner. And when you try to run...
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Up Canopy.